Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
The Shake up. legendary overall mother DD Chanel, and legendary overall mother Tempest Allure presents the precious moments of the living doll. Mother's Day, May 8, 2011, 2043, Chester Bridge Road, Atlanta, Georgia. $30 all night. Tables, $150. Doors open at 10 p.m. Grand prize, $1,500. Double the doll. Female figure, teen face, with a twist. Mini grand. Make us gag, open to all, $250. Twister versus sister, $200 plus $10 pop. Runway open to all, $200 plus $10 pop. Butch Queen versus Fem Queen, sex cyber, $200 each, two trophies. Female figure performance, $200 plus a $10 pop. As a house, $250. All productions should be no more than 3 minutes. No excuses. Don't try. Legendary overall mother DB Chanel and legendary overall mother Tempest Allure present the precious moments of the living doll. The icon James Caan presents The Cocktail Party, Sunday, May 29th, 2011. The Upscale Ballroom, 3900 Bexley Place, Suitland, Maryland. Your commentators for the night, The Icon, Jack Mizrahi, and The Icon, Selvin Caan. Your DJ for the evening, legendary Von Allure. Doors open at 10 p.m., ball starts at 2 a.m. Be on time. Table, $125. Categories include mini grand prize, $250. Toast your favorite legend. Grand prize, $500 as a house. The nightlife. Contact information. Icon James Caan at 202-423-0420. Mother Jubal Caan at 336-491-7967. Or Mother Nicole Caan, see in person. The Icon James Caan presents The Cocktail Party. It's not to be missed. Cheers. Mother Erica Kane, Ms. Rahi, and Kitty Balenciaga present Definition of a Diva 3.
When?
May 14th, 2011.
Location?
The Warehouse, 3108 Lockwood Drive,
Louisville, Kentucky.
Doors open at 10 p.m. Legend Sex and Stars at 11 p.m. First category at midnight. Tables $100 in advance with no liquor. $150 in advance with liquor. At the door, $150 with no liquor.
Register early, get your spirit.
MC, Icon, Jack Mizrahi, and Icon, Selvin Caan. Mini grand, open to all sex sites, $250. Open to all club skate runway, $500. Legendary, open to all old way, $500. Legendary Femme Queen performance, $500. Grand prize, open to all club kid face, $1,000. Open to all club kid performance, $1,000.
Please,
this ball will start on time, and we will have high security enforced. Try it if you will. Mother Erica Kane Mizrahi and Kitty Balenciaga present Definition of a Diva 3.
And then, put your hands together for the bass, the real,
to the real,
the legendary, Kelly Mizrahi.
Going on, boys and queens, we are live back on the air for another installment of the show, the weekend recap of the balls, the madness, the drama, and all of that. Any of you girls is calling me here private, we don't accept private calls on this line. That's why you girls keep getting disconnected. So stop calling here private, honey. There's nothing private about this situation. 15, are you on the line, honey? Is that you, 15, on the line? Let me know, 15, because you know Switchboard is getting rid of all the private girls. So if that's you, 15, let me know, honey, because we are getting rid of the private children. So 15, let me know if that's you, because you know Switchboard is getting rid of all the privates, 15, if that's you. Okay. How you doing? We are here. We are live in the building, honey. We're going to be, what happened to my other co-host? She disappeared, honey. She needs to call back in here, honey. But we're definitely going to be recapping the ball that happened this weekend and motherfucking Dayton, Ohio. We're definitely going to be recapping the ball that happened this weekend and Detroit, honey. And we're also going to be recapping the ball that happened. Okay, I see you, 15. We're definitely going to be recapping the ball that happened this weekend and motherfucking D.C., the Capitol Awards ball, honey. Let me bring my co-host on the line for this evening. My co-host for this evening is no other than the legendary overall East Coast mother herself, Nicole Khan. I also have my other special co-host tonight is the legendary Midwest mother, Tayana Milan, is definitely on the line with me. And then I also have my up-and-coming legendary guy friend, Miss 15, is definitely going to be on the line with us. And about 12 o'clock, we're definitely going to be getting the legendary Father Rodney Milan on the line with us. And we're going to get this madness started, honey. So without further ado, you know, it's only right to start with my sister, the mother, the rock stocking diva herself, the legendary Femme Queen Realness, Oway Master Technician. It is no other than the Nicole. I'm Khan, I'm confident, I'm Khan.
On the line listening, what's Jill's?
Honey, hold on, let me go get 15, honey, let me get 15.
You got it going on.
Let me go get my girlfriend, Miss Motherfucking Tayana. Let me give her a little. She's the overall Midwest mother, honey, of the House of Ebony. Let me give her a little Rihanna, honey.
Nah, 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 come on.
Go sit down. Hi, Tayana, of Raw East Midwest. How are you? I think you was in D.C. I saw you on against the panel, in the crowd, to the right. Yeah, I seen you a couple of times. No, I wasn't there, but I saw you, and I saw all the different people that you was in the building with together, like your nephew and his wife, and everything. You know, I seen a lot of things on the table.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, the GBT is out already?
No, I saved it on your wall, bitch. Your pictures, honey. You got everything.
Oh, my pictures. Oh, my pictures.
And actually, if you watch the performances, you can see everybody. You know, they got the performance out with Mercedes and Tamara and Charles and...
I was gored by the time those girls performed, honey. They said the ball wasn't over until about 1:30 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. I was gone when those girls performed, honey. That was the last category of the night, honey. I left at 11:30.
Yes.
Oh, well, was it fun? Well, first of all, I want to give a shout-out to the whole House of Khan and everybody that won their award of the year, Little James, Mousy, Twin, Kimora, all of you guys. Congratulations. All of y'all well, well deserved it. And kudos for you, Little James. Y'all see Little James. He's turning it, right? So they won and they turned it, and congratulations to all of you.
Yes, honey, yes, yes. But, you know, I want the girls to come on, and I want them to talk about the ball in Dayton, and I want them to talk about the ball in Detroit that happened this weekend, because I need to get the tea on what happened at those balls. And I said I need to get the tea on what happened at the Capitol Awards ball, because I didn't see any of the ball.
Oh, you didn't? You didn't see when Monet came on the floor and did it?
No, she...
Oh!
We're not going to go there just yet, honey.
All right, I'm going to stay here and drink my tea.
Well, you want to get the madness started early, honey.
Nah, because I got Rodney for when he, I got the face. I got Rodney question for 12 o'clock, darling, because I heard.
Baby, I don't know, because I didn't really get to see any of the ball.
15.
Yes.
I want full details when you get ready, okay?
All right.
Baby, I stayed in the back the whole night. I stayed at the back of the runway and sat in my chair by the window. If y'all see the windows where the sunlight was coming at, where y'all see the Vogue and girls at,
I
sat there in my chair all night long, and I did not move out my chair. I moved out my chair 2 times, when my son walked Sex Siren and when my son walked Realness with a Twist. That's the only time I got up out my chair. Other than that, I sat in the back the whole night long. I didn't say anything. I didn't do anything. A lot of the girls was gagging, Miss Thing, that they was coming in after they called me off for Legend Statements and Stars. Girls was still coming into the ball. And girls was gagging when I was on my way leaving out the door. And they getting ready, Kelly, you just got here to the ball. I said, no, I've been here all night. They was gagging, and I was at the ball all night long. I sat in the back, and I didn't utter or mutter a word. I took pictures all night long. Everybody that walked past me, that's all I did. 345 pictures all night long.
Kelly, are you sure you didn't utter a word?
No, I didn't utter a word. I didn't say anything. Only thing I did say was to my son, take those drawers off.
Oh, and what did Don find him at, Kelly? What did Don find him?
What did he say?
I said, what did y'all find him at?
Oh, my son's a doctor. Oh, he's a doctor. My son is in college to be a doctor, honey. And Nicole, you would have got your life if you was there, Nicole. Doctor was naked, Nicole. Honey, yes, doctor was naked, honey. I couldn't pick the pictures. You know, you can't pick up nudity pictures on Facebook, honey. But if I
somebody had new pictures.
Yes, I got all the pictures. Mister, you gotta get the video. Doctor was naked, Nicole.
Oh, for real? Honey. He showed that body to everybody?
Baby, they was, I think that was Mr. Wonderful. Tank Miyake Mugler. Tank was out there, and Tank was processing the girls. The judges was living for Tank so fiercely that he was processing the girls. So I knew that they was going to let Tank process my son, honey. So what I did was, I told doctor, I said, you take those drawers off, doctor, and you give them what they want. Doctor took the drawers off, and Tank got sent on.
Ooh, doctor!
And the doctor pulled his card, and his card said, grand prize, $500. Doctor,
yes,
that's
the doctor! He can work on me anytime, baby.
Kelly, that's why I had to clear that up, because when you said you didn't say nothing, I remember when you had said something. That's why I wanted to make sure.
The only thing I did. Say. I said, you take those drawers off. And the girls gagged. The doctor came with the drawers off, honey. Yeah, buddy.
Would you tell him to take him off when I'm there next time?
If it's for, you know, I thought he was going to put $1,000 envelope.
She paid it.
Tiana.
Yeah, I'm here.
I know, yeah, you here. We know you there. Did you have fun, sis? Did you get your LIFE?
Yes, I did.
Did you see everybody? Everybody?
I even paged Miss 15 over the intercom.
Oh, yes, Miss Tiana was at the function. Let me tell you something, okay? I was sitting in the back in my chair, right? Let me tell you, 15, this is what happened. I'm sitting in the back at my chair. You know, girls, everybody in the chat room, everybody in the phone lines, we're talking until Rodney comes in because, you know, Rodney was more involved in it. You know, me and Tiana was all over the place. So we're talking until Rodney get off of work. He's still working, you know, he's a manager. So Tiana is in the back with me, and she comes to the back to me when I'm sitting in my chair, you know, in my pumping thing, and she gets ready. It's 15 here. I get ready. I don't know who 15 is. She says, bitch, you liar. You know who 15 is. So every bitch that came past, that bitch said, I'm going to find out who this is because a bitch is going to gag when I say, hey, 15. So every bitch that came past, this bitch was going, hey, 15. Hey, 15. And the girls is looking at this bitch like, excuse me? This bitch is going crazy. They come like, hey, 15. 15, what's going on?
Now, Kiki is 15. Was you even one of them people that she said that to?
Maybe.
This bitch, like, I tell you, it was a Kiki. I was gagging at this bitch, honey. I was really gagging at her. She was calling everybody 15 all night long.
She was determined.
Okay, Kelly, I'm going to give y'all a clue. Tiana, I'm going to give you a clue, and you should know this because you was in the front when this happened. You remember when it was Legendary Performance and that Revlon got chopped, right?
Uh-huh.
What's his name? I forget his name.
Baby Boy.
Anyway, it was only 4 or 5 girls that was on the right-hand side. Well, it would be on your left if you're watching the DVD, but if you was at the bar, I would be on the right. I was one of the girls that said that she's not legendary, chop her now. And some of the girls were speaking, and she got chopped.
Hey, Miss Ayana, sent her on her way. Miss Ayana was not having it, honey. She gets ready, no. Y'all's not going to do this. She's not legendary.
She's not.
Honey. And Miss Ayana gets ready, one chop. And that's all she wrote.
And did y'all see the other child? Her tuck kept falling out.
Oh.
Miss Star,
man.
What's her name? Star, Revlon, or StarCon? She was a con or Revlon. Whatever how she
was. Revlon. Oh, you talking about Miss Star. You talking about Miss Star.
Yes.
Revlon.
You could see her penis coming out, her motherfucking, like, her tuck was coming out, and then she had them little, like, she had these shorts but on these tights, and you could see her dick just, like, poking through the tights. I'm like, oh, my God.
Not the first house, Revlon.
That's why it's a female figure performance.
You see, that's what I'm fucking talking about.
I always gotta route her up.
That's the fucking problem right there, and that's why she could get up here and say something like that, because it was Star dead. That doesn't mean that them queens do that.
They almost let her beat Mercedes. That was the shade of the night. Miss Thing, she almost beat Mercedes. And I was like, Miss Thing, her tuck is coming out. Are y'all kidding me?
You said she almost beat Mercedes?
Yes, she had like 4 votes and Mercedes had 5. Like, Mercedes barely beat her. And I'm like, are y'all crazy? I'm like, Miss Star, that girl tuck is coming out. You can see her dick. Like, Miss Thing, are y'all crazy? If y'all
don't
know this girl.
She was a clown.
Mm?
You said what?
I said she was a
clown. No, she was a clown. And you heard her the first time, Tiana.
No, I didn't hear it. I just heard her say.
No, she's
the
Revlon. Revlon,
Revlon.
Somebody in the chat will say she gave me Little Laura.
You're a
Laura
my ass. A Laura my ass. Hey, I don't know who I'm talking about. This thing was nice. I'm
going to fuck Tamara up for getting into that duck walk like that, bitch,
yes,
and getting up out of it like that. I gag in her stiletto legendary performance, bitch.
Tamara was in the building, honey. Miss Tamara was definitely in the building, honey. I got pictures of Tamara on my page, too, honey.
Speaking of legendary performance, I want to give the legendary Kevin Prodigy a motherfucking clap because he turned it. He motherfucking turned it.
Bitch.
He motherfucking
Kevin.
I'm
going to wait for later for that.
She turned it. For her 10s, mama had turned up with both of you.
Marquise Revlon. That's who turned it.
Yeah, he turned it too.
Marquise Revlon turned it out. But Kevin Prodigy, the legend, bitch,
okay,
brought it from the back of that runway.
It's
she ate that floor so fiercely, bitch, it was no order.
Did y'all get to that floor performance she gave?
Ooh!
And she had them heels on? Oh, my God. Was y'all ready?
I gotta give a big shout out to Trey Garcon. Definitely coming and snatching that $1,000 for Butch Queen's Hayes, honey. Definitely well deserved. Congratulations, Trey.
Pony was in the building, too. I got to see how you.
I like his new hairdo, by the way.
I thought it was bad.
I guess the girls ran out of Beijing's and Sharpies.
Oh, my God. Oh, I forgot.
Girls, honey, please, honey. Oh, somebody just hit me up. Somebody hit me up with some tea, honey. Somebody said to private callers, we don't accept private callers on this line. But somebody hit me up and said that Ms. Marco Posa had graduated this weekend from some college in Chicago with her master's. And they
congratulations.
Said that they don't really think that she graduated with her master's because that the university graduation is not until the 14th. But she said she graduated this Saturday. So the girl said they ended
up. Oh, y'all fell out.
What?
Oh, y'all fell out.
So why you fall out like that?
Why did y'all fall out like that?
I can find out real quickly. What's the name of the school?
Oh, shit.
I forgot the name of the school. Ayama, can you please send me the name of the school? They said the color that she said she graduated in is not the school alma mater colors and everything. So they said they think it's a fake. Honey, they said they want to see her. They want to see her master's. Hold on, I'm sending you the name right now. 15, okay. Honey. Said they want to see her. They want to see her master's, honey. They want to see it, honey. They gave the name because they don't believe that it's. They said they don't believe that it's true. It was sent to you, 15. But I definitely do want to congratulate somebody that I know that definitely do have their master's. I definitely want to congratulate the new father of the House of Milan, Father Eric Milan of New York City, for definitely graduating this week with his master's degree, honey, and working on Wall Street. Kudos to you, Eric. I see you, honey. Congratulations, Eric, on your master's. Are you doing? What'd you say to go? Hold on, y'all. Honey, hold on. Let's get Rodney, honey. He's ready. Let's get Rodney.
Wait,
honey.
What happened
hold
to Eric?
On.
We're talking about Eric, though.
Yeah, hold on. We're going to get Rodney. We're going to continue to talk about Eric and congratulating him on getting his master's and everything and doing the things that he's doing and shit, honey. Hold on. Let's get Rodney, honey. I am hit me up and said, yes, please call Eric Milan on his real master's degree. That's what they said. Welcome to the show, honey. The legendary father himself, Rodney Milan.
Driving round town with the What's going on, everybody?
We were just sitting here congratulating Eric on his real master's degree that he got this weekend, because the girl said, Marco said he got his this weekend, but the college graduation is not until the 14th. So they said he's a liar. The colors he said were for the alma mater is not the real colors.
Kelly,
I don't know these things. I don't conversate with Marco on the phone or anything. So y'all know this is not coming from me. This is what's being sent to me. But I definitely do want to once again congratulate Eric on his real one. And to Marco, they said they want Marco to take and put up a picture on Facebook with his master's with his real name on it, honey. And they said please make sure the picture is close and so they can definitely get into it. That's what they said.
No, I don't really care about that. But tell Eric, I say congratulations. Very well deserved. I love him.
Since we're speaking on that, guys, I also want to congratulate Tim Timmerlon on getting his bachelor's in public administration.
Oh,
congratulations,
Tim Timmerlon.
Oh, yeah, they're getting these real degrees, honey. Work it out. I live for a public
administration. Diesel is about to become
congratulations to Tim and Eric Milan on well-deserved bachelor's and master degrees. Now, Marco, they said, produce yours, Marco.
And I got one more shout out.
Marco, leave it all. Hands up against the wall.
I got one more shout out.
I want to know, why was you on the floor for the old way? And was you calling somebody?
No, I did. It was a category that was the attic that called for a lot of different categories. So I did a lot of different categories.
So you did old way?
I did old way, all American, lip sync performance.
I don't know much about nothing but Oway, because they said that you did pretty nice and that you could probably mess with me on the floor.
I mean, I was trying to come for you at the ball that we won $1,000, but remember they closed the category because we already won. Me and Kevin had came out together, and we were ready to play a little bit.
You were stupid.
But also, that one last shout-out. Shout-out to Ronaldo for making the Alvin Ailey dance troupe number one. That's the A group.
Up to you, baby. Congratulations.
Say it again.
Yes. Okay, well, let's get to the announcements, Ronnie, here. Let's get to this function. I'm going to tell you, I was in the building, but I can't recap the board like I told y'all because I stood in the back until those three categories, and I went back to the back after those categories over, so I can't really tell you. But, Harold, if you're out there listening, feel free to definitely press 1 because a lot of girls was coming over to me and a lot of girls had complaints, and they were saying different things. So, you know, I'm here to say what the girls were saying because, you know, the girls is not going to press 1 and they're not going to come up here. So the complaints the girls had was, for $200, the tables was not worth $200. I don't know what was on the tables because I really didn't look at the tables, but houses was coming to me and they was complaining about $200. Places where the tables were situated at was not adequate for tables to be at. That's about it. And that the doors, girls got there at 2:30, the doors were supposed to open, the ball was supposed to start at 3:00, the doors was not opened at the time that the doors were supposed to be open. The ball didn't start on time like it said it was supposed to start. They said that the doors didn't open until about 4:15, 4:30, the girls outside in the cold and just sitting in their cars listening to music, waiting for them to finish setting up and opening up the doors. Those were the complaints that the girls had.
And kiss my ass. That ain't no complaint, bitch. How many balls start late? What's the complaint? What the fuck do they think you are, 311?
Well, I'm just telling you what the complaints that the girls had. I know the Evisas definitely had a good gripe on where their table was at because the Evisas table was where I was sitting in the back where the girls didn't see me at all night long unless they came past and they actually see me unless my kids paused to see and they see me sit back there. That's where the Evisas table was at. So I know I was the Evisas. I would have wanted my money back for my table because their table was in the back. bitch. I'm talking about in the back, Nicole, bitch. Like, you know, the runway, no, the runway was where your front door is at, Nicole, in your apartment. And the Visu's table is where your daughter bedroom was at, Nicole.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Now, you know how far your daughter's bedroom is from your front door, Nicole. That's where the Visu's table was at. And they couldn't see anything. When the Visu's table was at their table, it was the runway. I think it was about five or six tables, and then the runway, the Visu's table was all the way back in the corner, and the girls would have to walk through the Visu's table to go to the back area to get gas, to smoke, and everything. That's where the Visu's table was at. You couldn't even see the runway from the Visu's table.
Oh, wow.
And they was not pleased with it at all.
Was the back of the you can see the back of the people crowd, like you can see the, you know, the crowd, you can see the, like, the crowd, but you only can see the back of the, you know, of the crowd. If you was
the only thing I think the Avengers could have seen from their table was the Prodigies and the Revlon's back.
Yes.
That's how fierce it was, and I think they had a little. I seen on one table when I walked past, it was a little tinfoil with a white cover on top of it. I don't know what was in it or anything, and that's the only thing I think I've seen on the tables, and that was it. And the girls were reading about that. Now, we got to go to Rodney and Tiana in 15 because they was more into the ball than I was into the ball. They was up in the front and around, so they can tell y'all how the ball actually was.
Tiana,
yeah, Tiana, on the ball.
Hey, Joanna.
Hey, boo.
Go ahead and do your recap.
Out of a 10, I give the ball the 8.5. The only thing that I didn't like was the how long it took to start, you know, and the long wait. Other than that, it was a good ball. He finished all the categories. I didn't pay attention again, like Kelly said, to what he had on the table because, you know, I really didn't sit at the table. I was too busy mingling with everybody. The highlights of the night was Sex Pirate and Broke Pill.
What was the juice on Vogue Femme?
We're going to get to that. We're going to get to the fight in the drama. He's on the call.
I mean,
I was talking about the Vogue's, not just the fight, but okay.
No, I mean, as far as who really, really tested it, I never looked at her until tonight was that Alex Mugler, I believe that's what that is.
Yeah.
She really tested it. I have to, you know, give kudos to her. The little girl, she really Vogue. I had fun.
Okay, 15, your recap.
Well, I think that the ball from on a 1 to 10, I would have to give it about an 8 or a 7.5. And the only reason I say that is because I thought as far as the tables and with the house situation, I mean, people had their own discrepancies with that, which they had a very good reason, you know, why, but because they paid their money for the tables. But other than that, you know, it is what it is. Now, getting back to how the function was during the function, I think the categories were heavily contested, each one. My favorite category was Legendary Vogue Femme, Sex Siren, and also Realness. I like that category also, too. I did not really care for the female figure performance. Like I said, they need to flash that whole category.
Flash
what
that.
Else? They need to flash that category.
No, they need
now,
to flash the female figure and have the Queen's Vogue with the Queen
right.
And the figure's Vogue.
Queen up and drag. Yeah, definitely that. Now,
oh, your phone going in and out.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, that's the cold phone.
Okay. Well, for Butch Queen Vogue Film, I really didn't pay too much attention to that category until the Evisu and that other child battle, and then, you know, everybody know what happened after that. I'll let somebody else tell
no, everybody,
story,
don't know.
Up.
Rodney, could you please
I'm
tell me?
what happened was, I will tell you. It was I think Evisu versus Magic. And
right.
The girls, the Evisu child won, and the
uh-huh.
girls the crowd did not feel that the Evisu should have won, Miss Thing.
Uh-huh.
And everybody in the motherfucking ball, Miss Thing, and I have not
that's
seen this happen since the early, since the late 90s with Shania versus Deja. And Ibiza won, and the whole crowd booed.
Oh, what part would pay? So is it safe
everybody
to say Tayana, Rodney, and 15, and Kelly, you said you wasn't there, so I'm not going to ask you, give you that question, that was it safe to say that that was poor judgment, that my child should have won, like, the whole ballroom thought?
Yes, he should have won. That Evisa child should have got
stopped. I thought Madden should have won the battle myself, but since I wasn't judging, I didn't comment, and I did not boo, because I know what I go through that as well. So, you know. But, yeah, I thought Magic did get the best of the Ibiza.
Well, kudos to Magic. Congratulations on your win. I gave it to you. You turned it. The whole ballroom said it, and that's what really matters. Who got the trophy is just going to collect dirt.
Okay. I'm going to
Anymore,
anybody,
anyone,
anyone,
recap? Oh, yeah, I got one more thing to say. For y'all girls that's going to sit here and do coke at a ball, can y'all stop doing coke at the tables? Just, you know, please, take it to the bathroom. Like, take it to the bathroom. No, because I'm sick of it. Take it to the bathroom, because y'all girls are doing coke on the side. I mean, you know, like, and you know, if you get a DVD, you can probably see yourself doing it. Like, y'all really need to stop it.
Oh, no.
Say no names because y'all know who y'all are, because y'all was in the front, to the right, and to the left.
Oh,
y'all
no.
Y'all know who y'all are.
Oh, so what Ebony and what motherfucking Auger was sniff the coke in the front? Because Ebony's and Auger's is in the front.
Oh, it's Jules. It's Jules. Yes.
So let Rodney do his recap. Go ahead,
Rodney, what's your recap?
Well, I like Thug Realness. I always like realness when you have to actually dress, put on some clothes and stuff like that, and look like men instead of the pushing and, you know what I'm saying, shoving. That's happened all the time, but you know what I'm saying. It was nice. The Balenciaga fellas, they won that category. All the gents look nice. Everybody, Milan's, Ebony's, Ivisu, I think, Balenciaga, Cons, everybody looked nice. Illuminati's, everybody, the fellas came through. They were well dressed, looked nice. Team Schoolboy was won by X, Rodney, Kwanaman, and Marquise Ivisu. They picked the envelope and they won the $300. But I must say, the Ebony Schoolboy look really good. They definitely came to play. They definitely brought it. So I definitely want to give a shout out to them, because I definitely don't hate when you bring it and I see it on the runway. I'm definitely going to commend you for it. And I'm, you know, like, I like you when it's wrong. Definitely kudos when it's right. And they look very good, Ebony boys. For Twist, I like the excitement. I like the energy. They were coming out. They were pointing each other out. It was like more energy than Vogue Film, because when one person hit the floor, the other person, before Selvin called somebody out, they run over there and tapped the person they want. They came up to the floor, they battled. You know, saying it was hot. It was really hot. Poor Chop, you know, battled. He wasn't Milan. He battled Bones Milan first. He won over Bones. You know, nice shade on the runway. They, you know, pound, went back and sat down. And then you had Trey, Allure, and Corrupt Balenciaga called him out, so they battled. It was some nice high battles. At the end, I think Cam Prodigy won overall for that, so congratulations to Cam. I think that's what they said, because I kept moving around. Cam on the Twist win. Alex definitely did her thing. Alex and Selena, they just started it off from the door. It just made all the battles, like, intense. So congrats to Alex on your win. Rashad for Sex Iron, congrats. I mean, the Sex Iron line was long. It looked like a Schoolboy or a Twist line. There was so many of them out there. You know, so that's congrats to John on his win. What else did I like? Yeah, Nicole, it was like that. I would like to say the Garth songs were definitely in the building. I'd like to give a shout-out to my son, Jaden Garthong, and also to Trey. They won Witch Queen Face, and they pulled the envelope for the $1,000. So congrats to the Garth songs. for 1,000. Congrats to Vivian, Vivian and Claudia Milan. They were the final battle for Film Queen Realness. Congrats to Vivian. What else was going on? Best Dress, the Balenciagas won Best Dress. In between me running around the ball and trying to watch the ball and doing everything, that's all I can remember right now. But overall, I'm on the same line with everybody else. I give it a 7.5 to an 8. As far as the table situation, I've seen better. I've seen worse. Typical, you know, had your chips, had your sandwiches. So I'm not, you know, no comment on that. Like I said, I've seen better. I've seen worse. So.
I'm going to fuck y'all. It's Kiki.
Who had chips and sandwiches?
Shut up, Nicole. I want to congratulate the legendary mother, DeAndre Garcon, the new mother of the House of Garcon for D.C. I want to congratulate her on becoming a mother. Work it out, sister.
Oh, one more thing. Yes, definitely have to give a shout out, a special shout out to the House of Infinity. They were definitely in the building. Chris, Jesse from Ohio, Donovan. I think the whole Infinity group won Runway, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not mistaken.
The Revlons were definitely in the building as well. From Rucka, Letitia, Marquise. They definitely, you know, they brought the gang out and they definitely represented in their battle categories. Sin, the Tsunamis came down, they battled. I think it was a little light something with Tail Tsunami as well. I think he should have won his battle, but like I said, I wasn't judging, so my comment to myself, but, you know.
Barney, can I ask you a quick question? Now, for that whole trim category, wasn't it asking for white?
Say it again?
Was it asking for all white? Because I know everybody had on all white except for the Tsunami Child. She had on black socks. And that.
Anything that was on your foot didn't matter. Nicole, why are you falling out?
I am over here on nothing but hormones and rolling. I'm like, I'm not. I'm sorry.
I'm going to fuck you up.
Give a shout also. Shout out to the House of Khan for House of the Year. Well deserved, guys. You guys did your thing the whole year. So definitely congrats on that. RJ and Selvin, they did a wonderful job on the mic. They kept everything flowing. They kept it going. Really commended. They work well together.
Yes, honey. The girls was in the building. The bro was definitely. It was definitely packed, honey.
And you was in there with your Gilda girl.
Shout out to Rucka. He was in the building. I'm going through my pictures. RJ was definitely in the building, honey. All the ones in the tubes with Kool-Aid, honey. Definitely, let me see who else. Definitely got to give a shout out to the legendary mother, Ayanna Khan, was definitely in the building sitting, honey. Definitely got to give a shout out to Shay Khan. She was definitely in the building, honey, and was definitely sitting with her tits out, honey.
Trishe, you look amazing. Ayanna, you as well. But Trishe, you look really nice. You're grown to be so beautiful. You look really nice.
Christian Alor definitely looked at fabulous, bitch, and my pictures that I took of him, I don't know why he didn't walk between face. He was in the building. He was motherfucking sitting. Don't know why he didn't walk between face, honey.
A lot of people, you know that curse that the people say if you win up the year, you don't walk. Some people still, you know, go along because, you know, Lil James, he won a couple of awards. He won Vogue Film of the Year and an Excellent Achievement Award. He didn't walk. Christian won the Screen Face of the Year. He didn't walk. The few people, you know, just they hear about it and, you know, stuff like that. So just to just enjoy your night because, say you're the of the year person. So you just go with the flow and just have a good time and mingling and socializing with everyone. So.
I got to give a shout out to Ayanna, mother, Balenciaga, was definitely in the building, was definitely motherfucking sitting, definitely got to give her a motherfucking shout out. She was definitely in the building, definitely sitting. Hold on. Let me send this number over to switchboard, honey, to get Miss Tayana back on the line, honey, because, you know, she's driving back home. So her phone, honey, her phone, it's not, her phone was acting up, honey. Hold on, honey. We get my sister back here on this service with us.
And it wouldn't be right, as me being Father Cartel, if I didn't give a shout out to little Greg Balenciaga, Martin Balenciaga, Twin, and Dante for running the bar. Guys, did an excellent job. My drinks were stupendous. Thank you.
Which is the pretty boy, Dante?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he would know how to make a drink.
The cocktails were flowing all night long, honey. Baby, the cocktails was flowing, honey.
Yeah.
Baby, when I tell you, after they called me up for Legend Statements and Stars, this thing, I was ready to go. Legend Statements and Stars was until like 7 o'clock in the morning. I was ready to go, bitch. When I came in, Legend Statements and Stars, honey.
Record your message after the tone.
Oh, I don't know what's going on with Tayana. I know when I came in the building, Legend Statements and Stars was going on, bitch, and it was dark outside. When I looked again, bitch, Legend Statements and Stars was still going on, bitch, and the sun was up.
You know what? I looked at my watch, Kelly, and it said 12:15, and that ball still was going on. I was like, oh, Miss Thing. I left my son
outside the ball. He said the ball wasn't on until about 1:30.
Yeah, it was like about 1 something, because, like, I was about ready to go by 12:30. I was like, oh, my God, you could see, like, the sun outside and, like, Miss Thing. Like, oh.
Baby, I was like, got to give a shout-out to Lawrence Balenciaga from The Real Housewives of Atlanta, which in the building looked really cute, honey. Got to give a shout-out to Tim Ebony. He was in the building, honey. American Runaway, Mother Morgan Ebony was in the building. Got to give a shout-out to Joelle. Ms. Rahi was definitely in the building, looked very well. Little B, Ms. Rahi was in the building. Gotta give a shout out to my daughter, Miss Coco Ebony. She was in the building. She looked cute.
I love you.
Guys, I had to give a shout out to all you runway girls that I took pictures of. Honey, all y'all pictures is up on my page. Honey, y'all can definitely see y'all pictures. Definitely give a shout out to the legendary Ski Prodigy was in the building. Man Prodigy was in the building, honey. Thaddeus Alone was in the building. You know what? Since I got to Thaddeus' picture. Oh, hold on. Here goes Tayana right here. Hold on. Since I got Tayana, you back. Since I got to Thaddeus' picture, it triggered something in my head.
Oh, goddamn.
Triggered in my head that a lot of girls that wasn't legend before this boy was legend as this boy. Rodney, what do you think of this?
Just say that again.
A lot of girls that wasn't legend before this boy got called out as a legend.
Hold it.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Now,
you know, I have a problem.
When I was
on the side. They were saying things about people missing all weekend. And, you know, when the girls hit me up and they send me IMs, I used to copy and paste the IMs and put it in my mailbox so when the show comes, I can remember all these IMs that the girls did. But, you know, right now I'm in the process of, you know, looking for apartments and moving and things. So I'll be having time to, you know, do all of that stuff because I'll be busy and up and out of this house early. But a lot of girls hit me up and said a lot of girls that came in this building as one thing and left as legend. And a lot of these girls are not seeing these things that's going on.
Oh, my God.
They want to know about Miss Stephanie Ebony. What is she legendary for? They want to know about, I think, who else was it? Thaddeus. Allah is legendary.
Prodigy.
A lot of people was called out as legend this weekend.
What's
so
happening?
What do you think about that?
Don't think about it, bitch. You gonna answer me. What, Stephanie?
Stephanie from Jersey, Brenda. Yes, Stephanie. The one that just got chopped in North Carolina. From
the one who beat up Malachi. Who beat up Malachi and Mariah Bob.
Beat
up. So now, what the fuck is going on, honey? What the fuck? Now, Nicole, no, I'm going to, before I ask Rodney, because, you know.
I didn't make it for LSS. When I came, it was already about over, and they were starting their wars.
Well, Nicole, they call these girls, they call a lot of girls out as legend, and the girls, and a lot of people have been hitting me up, and they want to know if I'm a legend for what. So, Beverly, if you're out there listening, the girls have questions, and they want their questions answered, Beverly. So, if you're out there listening, Beverly, please call in here. Because
there's a discrepancy. Let me get Beverly on this phone.
Speaking of Kool-Aid, y'all got to get to how Kool-Aid was chanting at that ball. She was reading.
It's a discrepancy. They said
that was a kiki.
French fries,
okay,
double
so
mac.
Okay, Rodney Kelly, 15, and Nicole. I just got a text message to my phone. Someone said when Jack and Sylvan was legendary, and they was deeming people legendary, are the legendary people now are able to deem people legendary?
Oh, yeah, the legendary people that named legend can now make people legendary?
Right. That's a question that just came across my phone. They said since Jack and Kelvin was legendary, before they became icons, they was legendaries, and they was deeming people legendary. So can they deem people legendary now?
Well, I remember back in the day, a legend could deem you a legend. But after so much confusion and after so much, you know, back and forth, I would say that it should be safer for an icon to do it. So I think, I mean, although we have so much go on in the whole Alliance and Iconic panel, Rodney, you were also involved, has been, you know, like in tumbles, I still think that we should give the respect to an icon to call you out as a legend, because personally, and I've been involved for 18 years, there's too many legends for a legend to deem a legend, because we're not sure that if it's not personal, we're not sure if it's not due, you know, to favoritism or somebody trying to push them up. So I do believe, my personal opinion, I do believe that that should be left to the icons and the legends. Now, what they did say a couple of years ago, because the show been on for a while, when it became an issue, was that in order to obtain differently from the way we was brought up, now is to be traveling and to be moving here and to be there and to be there and to be there. So with that being said, Burger, it's not legendary to me. I mean, excuse me, I'm not going to even disrespect Stephanie, because when you when the whole thing transitioned over, they're speaking of a whole new different thing. So there's been so many changes. But me personally, I would suggest that you leave that to the icons, because if you a legend and you a legend and you a legend, bitch, you know how much shit is going about to be going on? I'm legend. I said she's legend. I'm legend and I said she's not. And I'm legend and I'm going to knock you in your head. And then it just goes on and goes on and goes on. So I think it would be wise to the committee, the boardroom scene, is just to leave that to Andre, James, you know, Tony, and Stewart, and all those people who are the icons of the boardroom. I think it would just be wise. It just would be wise. And Selvin said to call her, sis. She said call her.
Hang on, let's get Beverly up. Let's get Beverly up here.
Listen to this song, America. Listen. Oh, baby. Did y'all hear that, America? This is a real Finn Bop.
Hello.
Wow.
Sorry, y'all been waiting for me. Looking for me. Getting to know me, getting to know all about me.
Well, Kelly, you said the Nanush on the On Frog, because they started the thing. I'm going to tell you what it says, no juice. They was talking about how people walked in the ballroom one way, and they walked out like Batman. So, you know, you walked in like Clark Kent, and they walked out like Superman, meaning they walked in a statement, and they walked out a legend. And is it safe to say that legend still has the right to deem legends? And am I saying it right, y'all? Isn't that what y'all was talking about?
Yeah, okay.
You're saying it right.
Do legends have a right to deem legends? Call me when
y'all
get to the icons, because I've graduated from legend.
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
I said personally, I think now with all of that, I remember back in the days that that was like that, but now I believe that the icon. So I guess they're trying to get to who deemed these people legend. That's
well, let me make. Well, let me. Well, I'm gonna be honest with you, and I'm glad that we're on this subject. When Eric Christian Bazaar called me a legend, he was not an icon. He was a legend. So if anybody wants to still come to me about anything, stop, because you're not going to win. And the reason why you're not going to win, because you haven't been where I've been, you haven't seen what I've seen, you haven't done what I've done. And you haven't spoken what I saw. So for anybody to even want to even come to me, at the end of the day, I'm still going to do what I want to do. I have a right. I've earned it.
So, Silver, I understand that. So
Can you please tell us what girls came in the building as Clark Kent and what girls left out as Superman? Because I know Thaddeus was one of them. I know Stephanie was one of them, but I don't remember the other one.
Who's the question? Y'all was at the ball. Hello. Do y'all, I mean,
why is everybody quiet now? I'm on the phone. Girl wanted it. I got this, Nicole. I got this, Nicole. Trust me what I told you. I got this. Let me explain something to y'all. Whoever it was, because I don't care. Like I said, I am an underdog that has never kissed nobody's ass. When you reach that status, come to me. When it comes down to being blood bound, I am the first. 1992, Big Boys performance. I am bloodline when it comes down to this. None of y'all have scraped pierced floors or anything. My blood still runs on the pier. I am old as the water on the pier. Nobody can question me. Nobody can question me. Like I said, when I joined the houses that I joined, I didn't kiss ass. When I walked what I walked and when I got chopped or whatever, I've earned it. When you can stand next to me and do what I've done and done what I do, then come to me. I am one of the icons. I am one of the icons that still walks to this day and still wins and still reigns.
Also, Mother, you did it.
And still give respect. I don't give a fuck if they knew who didn't do it.
I'm just trying to get it because they called you and you came on and gave this.
Baby, that's the thing. Nicole, be quiet. And when I mean be quiet, please. I don't care who did it. They should have already got it. Stop getting it if you don't already got it. Nobody can question me, and when I mean nobody, nobody. Because like I said, no one has done it the way I've done it. I am the one that had put Big Boys back on the map. So nobody can question me, and stop questioning me. Like I said, whatever I do it for right reasons. And half of the people that I've made legends, I don't even like. Can anybody else do the same? Can anybody else get off their high horse? Everybody want to claim their girlfriends and all that. I don't have time for all that. Like I said, I don't have girlfriends in this. Learn my history. I don't do favoritism. I even chop my own members. I even pick over my own members. Can anybody do the same? Has anybody done the same and kept it raining, that is? Not do it once in the blue moon. Do it all the time when you step on the floor. As if you're walking or not walking, if you're judging or not judging, learn my history. I've never had girlfriends on the floor. The only thing I might do as a girlfriend is split a coin. And the way how I feel these days, I don't think I want to do that anymore.
A question came across Yahoo, and they want to know what is Stephanie Ebony legendary for?
She's legend. Learn it. I'll have to explain that to you. I don't have to explain nothing to no one, and I'm not. If you wasn't there and you wasn't where she walked and when she started to where she's at now, that's not my fault.
Why are you not going to answer these girls' questions?
I don't have to answer.
The question is already answered. I don't have to. Because I don't need to. And I don't want to. And whoever I want to make a legend, I can. I've earned that. You think that I'm going to be an icon and don't do nothing? You think I'm going to be an icon and still have to wait? Sorry, if nobody has to wait for me, I don't have to wait for nobody else either. And if anybody want to take it, BET beef, take it. Because I like pork. I don't have to answer to no one anymore. I've earned my way.
If anybody got any questions or comments, feel free to definitely press 1 at this time. We are definitely taking callers, honey. Debbie said she's not going to answer the questions we're saying, and, you know.
The
questions
that need to be answered, I'm going to tell you what needs to be answered, Kelly. What needs to be answered is, why they are not legends. Don't ask me. Ask yourself. Ask yourself why you're not legend.
Well, they just sent over a message on Yahoo, and they said, and I quote, they said, when they are made legend, they want to be made legend by a real icon that's going to make them legend, and everybody's going to respect their legendary status.
Well, guess what? Well, guess
what?
Well, guess what? That's the one that's not legend. And if you are legend, you're not remembered.
What? You are a kiki, honey.
Stop hating, honey. Stop hating. Your time will come when you do acrobatics and you take a bomb and you wrap it around yourself with black or orange or red tape and name yourself TNT, you will blow up. Other than that, keep waiting for the play.
Yahoo is a kiki, Miss Faye. These bitches are a fucking kiki. And they quote in quotations, they gave the very fucking with you, they might be legend next week.
And you know what? Fucking with me, they'll be legend today, not next week, right now.
Can I be a caller? I got a question like a caller. Ring.
And to that girl that said that, fucking with her, she won't even be in the Hall of Fame. Sad bitch.
Oh, shit.
Or should I say, sad, bitter bitch.
Your condolences mistake.
Who got beat?
About to lose another one.
Who got beat?
Hello, phone.
I've been telling y'all early, honey. Send them out, honey. Because another one is about to bite the dust, mistake.
No. I'm not going to deal with this. Another one bites the dust? No.
I'm dusting off my black dress, and I got my lint.
That's my motherfucking lint roller
to roll the lint off of my dress and my
trench
coat, and I'm going to be sitting at the service.
Oh, and shout out to my house members that got nominated, but they wasn't announced. So shout out to them and shout out to the others that got, you know, nominated but wasn't announced. So I don't really know, but you know.
I'm waiting. Tyana must be waiting to that area. I'm trying to wait for Tyana to get back on the line. She must be waiting for a dead area, honey. So if somebody can text her and see if she's out of that dead area on the highway, call back in here, because I want to talk about her son Thaddeus Balenciaga getting knocked at the function by the legendary Monet.
Why are you saying that?
Nicole, that answers your question. There you go. Yes.
Thaddeus came out and he was catwalking this thing, and he went down into his motherfucking duck walk, and when he went down into his duck walk, Monet gave him the motherfucking uppercut roll mistake and brought him up that duck walk. Security came, they tased Monet and took her outside this thing, and it was a big mess.
Wait, she never chance against that duck walk.
To my sister, Miss Beverly, please, honey, wait, give me my thing over there, please, over there. Hold on, I'm getting my thing, honey, okay? Please, to my sister, Miss Beverly, please, when you at the function, sister, please don't disrespect me, sister, when you at the function and say, was that Kelly with that taser? Because that was not a taser, Miss Thing, that was a tic-tac. If you want to hear what a real taser sound like, you didn't mean when it was me, sister, because it would have sound like this.
money.
No,
okay?
but sister, I was way, like, way, way, way on the other side, bitch. That's why I was like, what? Bitch, I trust you, sister.
No, that wasn't me with that Tic Tac. That was a Tic Tac they had. That sounds like it was about 500 votes. Mine was 20,000.
Honey.
Somebody, they said it was, did I see the video with the fight in Detroit? It was a fight at the Boyle in Detroit.
It was?
Yes. Another Ms. Rahi, Kelly. What are y'all doing? Y'all being violent.
What?
Oh, hey. Oh, my God. Hold on. I got the video. Hold on.
What?
I got the video. Hold on. I'm watching the video. I'm going to give y'all the tea. I'm going to give y'all a tea. Hold on. I'm going to put the video in the chat room. I'm watching it right now. I'm going to put the link in the chat room. The link is in the chat room for everybody that's in the chat room. I'm watching it right now. I see Paris and Kenya a little Vulcan. Honey, I see the Vulcan, honey. They had a little cute cat crying in Detroit, honey. Hold on, I'm about to see, girls. I'm waiting to see, honey. Where's the fight at? Where the fight at on the video? Let me skip it. Oh, shit.
Well, what happened?
Oh, shit. We seen the girls are blowing.
Then Janice wants to fight the
Ebony's
up there.
Oh, my God.
What?
Did she go? What is going on?
Oh, shit. What is going on, Janice?
Wait, what?
Janice
is going down.
Oh, mistake. I have to watch this after. I got to really get into her. Oh, any girls from Detroit call in here. I need the team, honey. They gave away Mother Janice. They gave away Janice through a chair. Kelly Chanel caught the chair and threw it back. Miss Thing, it was a mess.
Nicole, this girl just ran up to Janice. Janice knocked her to the wall.
Yes.
That's how hard she knocked her.
Hold on, we got a caller. 404-438 live on the air on the recap show.
Bloods and a crypt now.
Yes, you're live on the air.
Oh, my bad. I'm just listening. I hit that by mistake. This booty. Don't cut me off, Kelly.
Okay, hey, booty.
Hey, booty.
Oh, my God, Miss Janice.
Hey, what's up?
Who's
that,
Rodney?
Rodney.
Oh, my God.
What's
I got
going on?
My sister, bitch, Miss Motherfucking Janice was whooping motherfucking ass, Miss Thing, honey. She was hiding it to the girls, Miss Day. She was not playing, Miss Day.
The blood to the
Oh, my God, girls. I need to get the whole... Oh, my God. It was a royal motherfucker bumble, bitch.
Booty, she gave one of your ass whoopings. Oh, Miss Day. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Janice did not have to. Oh, my God, she knocked her. Oh, mistake, I'm gagging away. She knocked that bitch, mistake. She knocked her, mistake. It looked like mistake slipped. And when she got knocked.
Hello?
Oh, my God. Oh, bitch. Oh, my God.
What happened?
Oh, my God. Janice is still fighting. Oh, my God. She took, like, all them girls with her and just tore all of them up by herself, basically. Oh.
Baby. Oh, my God.
Well, I knew she could, you know, she could throw down, but, ooh, baby. She had about 10 girls on her. She clocked every one of them.
Oh, that's so tough. Who she was fighting?
Every one of them. Nicole,
oh,
she
my
one
God.
The and she patted the other one, and she threw the other one into the fan, and threw the other one into the table, and the table, and knocked the other one. I said, oh, go on.
Now, I'm going to tell you, she walked in as Jay Neeson walked out like Wonder Woman, bitch. That was so freaking.
She said Alyssa Blahnik tried to come to the Balenciaga house meeting, and she didn't get in, and she's a 007 now.
Oh,
Who?
Alyssa Blahnik. Is that mother Alyssa Blahnik that they're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, who's that?
Oh, that was Rodney. Honey, oh, so now she's a 007. She's no longer a Blahnik. They want to know, oh, now is she a 007 or is she still a Blahnik? Alyssa, call in here. They want to know, honey, they got your tea. It's out, honey. They gave you
a 007.
You went to the Balenciaga meeting, Miss Thing, and, you know, hold on, y'all. Nicole, handle the show for a minute. I'm about to see if I can get, I'm about to see if I can get Mother Janice up here, honey. We got to get this heat.
Now, Mother, ask them a question about that. Ask them that, Mother. Say, why did Janice walk in that damn ballroom like Janice? And she left out like Wonder Woman, baby. And she ain't have no bracelets on.
Well, speaking of 007, no, she's a 007. I don't know about her going to the Balenciaga meeting, but when I called her out at the morning, she told me she was a 007.
Who's a 007?
Oh, you called her out at the ball 7?
Yeah, I called her out.
What
Alyssa
are y'all talking about?
Alyssa Runway from Chicago.
Yeah,
oh,
okay,
she had
bad acne. She a film queen, I said, with bad
acne. Oh, my God. Oh, so much discretion. Oh.
Oh, what's up, Ross? Congratulations to your grandpa. Well deserved.
Thank you.
Are you still winning grand prize? Was it the old way?
As an up-and-coming icon, mind you.
Oh, was it the old way?
That won it over, yes.
Botany, mm-hmm. We will see each other, darling.
Oh.
Yes. Rodney's the old way now. They said it was really nice, too. I said, oh.
You didn't see me do the old way at the icon ball? I mean, the low ball?
No.
When I did it change?
No, I did not.
Yeah, I brought it like James at the ball from Grand March, the icon Grand March.
Mm-hmm, he sure did.
With his suit on and everything. That's on YouTube, Nicole. I'm on a man YouTube and stuff now. You got to go look at it.
Yeah, me too. But you know what? I made YouTube too. But you know what? I think ballroom throwbacks is being shady to me. I broke the old way at the Rumble Ball. It was over, bitch. I was in the army fatigue, and I came out on a chair. They told me I was going to get it, and I never got it up. So Rodney got his old way, but I can't get my old way clicked up. What's juice? I'm going to have to take it public because I did that to Andre. I had to go public because I was juice. Can I get my own way? Because Rodney's own way was juice. The fuck? God. That was very hard for me to do, you know?
Everybody, I just got the phone with Mother Janice, and I'm about to text her the number to the show, and she said she's going to come and tell you exactly what motherfucking happened, honey. Okay.
You get in con. Y'all see Kelly? She's bad, baby. She came back to the phone, and she got all the juice.
I got it, honey, and I just texted her the number. Tayana, you back on, and she's going to come and give us the exclusive story about what happened, honey. So, girls, we're definitely going to be getting Mother up here on this line, honey. And we're going to get the E on what happened and
Detroit,
honey.
I'm trying to get the names because it's like the fight.
She's going to come and tell us. She said she was having an argument with one person. She was having an argument with one person. And then Miss Kelly Chanel, that walked realness and motherfucking performance sometime, came over and clocked her on the top of her head, Miss Thing. And she said, clocked her across her head, Miss Thing. And she had to knock Miss Kelly out. And baby, the way Miss Kelly looked, the way she flipped on that motherfucking thing, Miss Thing.
Okay.
I don't know if Jamie is my sister, Miss Thing. I don't fuck with her, Miss Thing. And Miss Kelly was a big girl, Miss Thing. Miss Kelly looked like she was knocked off her feet, Miss Thing, and dropped on her back.
Okay, well, Kelly, why she calling in? The beat that I just got was that Paris and Kyra Ebony, the other child name is Kyra Ebony, they was arguing about after the battle. It was some shade going on between them two. And so, you know, Paris is Janice's daughter. So Janice was saying something to Kyra, and then they said Kelly Chanel is Kyra's best friend, and Kelly Chanel jumped into the situation. That's when she tried to flew off and hit Janice, and Janice attacked her. And then she attacked all the Chanels, and then she attacked all the Ebony. So the Chanels and Ebony's against the Mizza and the one Allure, but Janice knocked every one of them.
Who was the Mizza, Janice?
Yes, Janice was the Mizza. And the Ebony's was Kyra Ebony. It was Kelly Chanel.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
some
yeah,
of the
yeah.
other little realness Chanel.
Mother Janice, Ms. Rahi live on the air.
Yeah, I'm here.
Sister,
I'm just trying to call you.
I was doing something, but then right after you called, Kelly called, and, you know, I was able to get the number and stuff for the radio show.
So, Janice, why don't you give us your input on what happened that you turned into Wonder Woman?
Okay, let me first, I got to apologize to my niece Shorty because I didn't, you know, like, anybody who really knows me, like, contrary to popular belief, I really don't like a whole bunch of drama. I don't like stuff. I don't start shit. But once it's going on, it's going on. I'm very loyal to my friends and my family. And it's like people hear stories, but they don't hear the backstory. You know, they don't know about what really goes on when they're not here or, you know, just what goes on, period. This particular child, which is Kyra Ebony, it's always something with her and my granddaughter, Paris Allure. And so they go back and forth. Paris wins, Kyra wins. Both of them can bowl very good. Both of them are very talented. Both of them have a lot to offer the ballroom scene. So I never pick sides or just automatically vote for Paris or anything like that. Like, I'm always fair. I leave any personal issues or personal thoughts, I leave them on the sideline when I go up to the panel. So we sitting there. Bottom line, she lost. It wasn't just my decision. It was four other people up there with me. And apparently, they all thought that Paris did better as well. Kyra obviously felt some type of way. And what I said was, I said, it's always good that if you're a female figure and you're walking female figure performance, to be very ladylike. She turned around and she said, well, we're all ladies. And I felt like, no, we are not, you know, especially when I ain't even going to go there. But that's just how I felt because of some things that have happened. Now, I have pulled these young ladies to the side before. I have had a personal talk with them. Marquise has asked me to have a personal talk with them. I have dealt with these young ladies before. Mind you, I already knew she felt some type of way because this weekend particularly was the first weekend that Feminine Destruction was ever in Detroit. She came down here to support Shorty, to come to her bar to have a good time. They call her out for LSS. Kyra storms her LSS. I had just read them in the bathroom for that, and I'm like, number one, it's all about respect. I said, and that's what you new ballroom people don't seem to realize. However you feel about a person or whatever you think or whatever you're trying to build up on the sidelines, you never disrespect the person when it's their time to shine. So I already knew she felt some type of way towards me by me going off on her about that in the bathroom before that. So she just had a nasty type of air on her. Long story short, she said some things. I said some things. I got off the panel. I went to go handle some issues with her. While I was handling those issues with her, Kelly Chanel ran through the crowd, and she hit me in the top of my head. I got a long sew-in in, and I could not see. When I moved my hair out my face, I took that bitch down to the ground like she should have been. Period. After that, the hoes went and hid. They would not come out the post. They got the security to lock the doors and to call the police. They sat in there until the police came, and then I pulled out of the parking lot because at that point, y'all ain't trying to do nothing for real, and I don't know about nobody else, but I ain't no whole type of a bitch. I ain't finna call no police.
I don't do that. I never did it. I don't give a fuck how anything turned out. I ain't calling no police. So I put off and left, and I was going to leave the issue alone, but they all on Facebook popping off, saying this and saying that. It's a video up. Cameras don't lie. Videos don't lie. I'm fighting one hoe and taking her down to the ground, and you snuff me, bitch, and then you wound up on the ground. Period. Point blank. That's all it is. And like I told him, I don't have to do all that back and forth. It's not no Ebony, Mizrahi versus the Chanel drama. It's not none of that. It's been people getting on there commenting that, oh, Bobby, think we need to take a trip to Detroit. I'm going to tell you this. You take a trip to Detroit. That's called premeditated. On this end of the bargain, my shit legal. You come here fucking with me 3 days after a fight talking about you gonna avenge a bitch, you won't leave the same.
Mm-hmm. No, that's right.
Period, point blank. You know what I'm saying? It ain't gotta be no house versus house and all of this other bullshit. Like I told Kyra and like I told Kelly, y'all know my number. Y'all know where I be at. I don't need no audience. I don't need no security. I don't need no whole bunch of people. Time and place, and I'm there. Other than that, we ain't gotta talk. We ain't gotta have no phone calls. Yes. It is what it is. The proof is in the pudding, and the video is on Facebook.
Yes, baby.
I know that's right. Well, bitch.
Yes.
Baby, it is what it is, and it
well,
is what Nicole, it is.
Well, Nicole, that's
I mean,
you got beat.
Saying, like, they're crazy, but I felt bad for Shorty because I did like, Kelly, you know me. Selvin, you know me. Anybody who really knows me for real, I don't like all that shit. And it bothered me really, really seriously bad, like almost brought me to tears on my way home because it was just crazy, and I never wanted to do that at that child's function. And there's so many people get dragged into stuff because it's people that care about them, it's people that care about me, and at the end of the day, all of this shit can go a whole nother wrong way. But I would not, I won't sit up and be lied on or be made to look some type of way when the video is clearly there. This two adults having a misunderstanding and picking their way of doing it, and I was snuck. So at that point, ain't no understanding. It is what it is.
Damn, I'm mad. I should have went to Detroit this weekend instead of D.C.
Okay.
Shit, Detroit was where was at. Shit, I was ready to leave D.C., bitch, after letting say to
me, crazy. But I'm glad I didn't even know it was going to be a topic or nothing like that. But everything that I just said, I swear to y'all, and y'all who know me, like, I swear that on my mother's life, everything that I just told y'all is what happened, word for word, no embellishment, no lies.
Well, I can believe you, Jenny, because you saw the half the time you don't even know that you on the ball.
Okay, she's right by her fan, honey.
But Kayana, she gave her a mean uppercut. Janice uppercut that child. Ooh. That uppercut.
She didn't even break that down.
Yeah, I haven't saw it yet.
I don't believe it. I couldn't believe it, but I understood it. You know,
okay,
you
have a call
for your
8625, excuse me, 862-215. You're live on the air on the recap show. 862-215, you're live on the air.
Okay, I guess not. Thank you, caller.
Well, if anybody's out there listening and y'all got anything to say, feel free to definitely press 1. We are live and we are on the air, honey. How are y'all doing, bitch, honey? Because, baby.
And for y'all, bitch. And for y'all girls that don't know, that uppercut is called the tambourine shuffle.
Okay. Baby, when I seen that motherfucker uppercut, bitch, and that bitch flipped me, say, I thought that bitch was doing what a lay on me. Moves, bitch, the way she went down. They went down and said it came around in that flip and hit that floor mistake. It was grand prize for the $5,000,
yes.
That is what you call
dip?
The tambourine shuffle.
Okay, Jenny's knocked her into a dip. To a sticky
yeah.
Dip.
Baby, I mean, you know, baby, I can't wait until the show is over, Miss Stan, because, you know, I couldn't really get into it. I'm going to put it big on this 27-inch monitor, bitch, on this Apple, bitch, and I'm going to blast her real loud, Miss Stan, and I'm going to get into her.
Wait, where is it at?
Kelly, make sure you tag my page
with it. Or something, or if any questions that need to be answered, I'm cooking me something to eat. So y'all
okay, well, if anybody calls in and they got anything to say, I will definitely call you and bring you back up on the line.
Okay, love y'all, sisters.
Love
Kelly, you heard me. Make sure you tag my page with it. I got to see it.
Wait, where is it at so I can find it? Bitch, my sister did the tambourine shuffle.
Honey, I just got some tea. Some tea just came through that Carlo Balenciaga asked Mario Balenciaga and Rob Balenciaga and Tom Balenciaga to leave the house this weekend after a brief altercation.
Wait. Tayana is there.
Tayana,
because
Tayana
know
all this tea that I'm saying.
Tayana, you messy. You are so
messy,
Tayana.
No.
Tayana, no shade. You're right, mother, because you know what, Tayana? That's that juice. You knew you holding out on the recap.
You
holding out on the tea, and you're going to start falling out when Kelly get it?
I say put her on the politics.
Who got to get down the exclusive on that is Rodney. Rodney know the exclusive on that.
Rodney.
Rodney.
Listen.
Rodney.
Wait, I need to hear that again. I need to hear what's going on. What happened?
That Carlos Balenciaga asked Mario, Rob Balenciaga, and Tom Balenciaga to leave the house this weekend after a brief altercation.
Well, what was your altercation, Rodney and Tayana?
You don't see Mario was being
fine. You know what? Let me call my nephew.
Wait, hold on. Let me see something. Oh, no. Oh, hold on. Wait, Rodney's not there. We lost Rodney. Hold on. Let's get Rodney back on.
I'm here.
Oh, you
did,
Rodney? Oh, I didn't see you. Oh, Rodney. Rodney, what's the tea?
I don't know. I don't want to get half the truth, so I don't know the whole full story. I heard bits and pieces, so I wouldn't feel right telling half the story and it's not accurate.
We'll give us the pieces of this.
I'm sure that your version and your daughter version will get half and half, and then we are liable to make our own conclusion. We'll draw our own conclusion.
So go ahead, Rodney. Spit it.
No. That was my son's house, not the house of Balenciaga. It was his house, period.
Okay. See, we got now.
Yeah.
We're getting somewhere.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Now, what else do you know, Rodney? Come on.
He wanted to out his real house. Oh, bitch. See, girl, this is why I tell y'all girls, Mustang, bitch. 2011, Mustang, bitch.
Well, you know what?
Y'all bitches better go get y'all some portable houses, bitch. Whatever income you got, bitch, they will go by your income that you have, girls. And you know, girls, Mustang, bitch, it's still bitches out here, Mustang, that make a fake dog. You know, I'm not. Mustang, and you can definitely get you an apartment for cheap, Mustang. You got bitches kicking you out their motherfucking apartment and shit, Mustang. Rob, I told you, see, Rob, you sitting around here, you fucking with Marco and motherfucking Tayana. You should have saved your ass and motherfucking Dee. She got an apartment in Atlanta and in Brooklyn. Now, Rob, now they trying to kick you out, Rob. You see?
So wait. So since we can't get all the folks, let's make up our own shit. So who got caught having?
Mario.
No, I don't think Mario would do that. Mario would drink more freaking than he has.
Oh, shit. Hold on. I just got some hot tea. And the next thing that just came through is Rob and Diddy is supposed to be getting back together, allegedly, because Tayana caught them kissing.
Ooh. Well, see, let me tell you, that's why I asked Tayana. She in the building, and did she understand it? Because I was looking at your pictures, Kelly, and I said, there she go, there he go, there she go. And I was wondering if Tayana was understanding what was going on, so that's why I had asked Tayana, was she in the building, you know, because Dee Dee is a girl that moves, you know, she moves, she don't have to speak. So, you know, it has been her husband. We do know that. So, And that, with that being said, Tayana, how do you feel about that, sis?
Are we talking about the Balenciaga house meeting that went on?
Talking about you seeing Rob and Didi kissing at the ball this weekend.
We're talking about the people that was at the house meeting that got voted in the house.
Well, who got voted in?
Voted out.
Oh,
it's more juice? It's more juice? Wait, but she said that she's being funny, so it's juice. It's real juice. Who got voted into this goddamn house?
Well, hold on, because you know the news is about to come, honey. Jody X Balenciaga is not a Balenciaga again. I need a name for coming through. Hold on. Baby, you know I'm of a tea. I'm of a juice, Miss Saint. I'm spilling my cup over. Ruth Sincere, ex Balenciaga, is now a Balenciaga.
Uh-oh.
Sonic is now a Balenciaga now. Any other names? Tayana, you don't want to spill the tea?
Alyssa Manolo Blahnik is now a Balenciaga.
Ew.
Honey, they gave the right. Joel X Herrera is now a Balenciaga. I've been knew that tea.
Yeah, I've been knew that.
Yeah, that's old.
Okay, who else, baby? The names are coming through since Tayana don't want to spill them. Oh, he got voted in this weekend. Three butchers got voted in this weekend.
Oh, which one? Which one? Was it the one that was walking? Oh, my gosh. Shout out to the... Well, shout out to all seven, especially the last one that touched my shoes.
Oh, wait, hold on, because... Nobody on this phone is a Balenciaga, honey. Nobody on this phone is a Balenciaga. I want to know where Haru at, because I know he's probably someplace having a cocktail or something with all the coins that he made this weekend with his $40 and $30 line that he had this weekend. So, Haru, I want to know what's going on, Haru. Father Haru Balenciaga, somebody needs to get Haru and let him know that we're talking about his house here on this radio show, Mistake, because everybody on this line, nobody is a Balenciaga, Mistake, and I'm gagging all of this tea is out. Oh, they gave me right. Harold's at the bowling alley.
No,
Mistake.
Yeah, and she did with the dice.
Honey, Harold's at the bowling alley. I'm gagging, honey. I'm gagging at all this tea is out, Mistake. The Balenciaga tea is out.
Honey, is she there with those dice? Was she the one that touched my chin?
Honey, they gave me a Bobby was at an AGA meeting cookout in Philadelphia too.
Oh.
Baby, they is just spilling all the E.
Bobby who?
I don't know, honey. Baby, they just spilling the tea. The girls are just spilling the tea. I'm gagging all this Balenciaga tea is out here on the radio. I put that Balenciaga was an exclusive house mistake. I see they got a salmon in the house of Balenciaga that's spilling all the tea out.
Shout out to the legendary Jamie Balenciaga. If that was for doing, girl, I love you.
I mean, this is becoming the motherfucking mob wives of the house of Balenciaga, honey. They need to find that switch. And the mob wife house of Balenciaga mistake and put her in women's protection because she.
Well, no disrespect. I meant to say trans men. I love them.
Oh, you are funny. And about these.
Oh?
And shout out to the sex guys. They told me when I was funny.
The cookout meeting.
It's a lot going on.
Well, you know how hard
it is. It is a lot going on. Honey, bitch, it's a big juice.
Did anybody talk about the women's ball, Kelly?
Huh?
Did anybody talk about the women's ball that was in Philly on Saturday?
What happened at the what you call it? I'm so sorry. I have to send a shout out to
the Prodigy.
Butterfly Prodigy, Miss.
Yeah,
so sorry,
Butterfly Prodigy and Lady Blonde and Butterfly.
I couldn't make your ball. Situations, you know, unto my controlling. I'm sorry I couldn't admit there, honey. Oh, shit. Somebody gave the very, Jamie ain't got shit to do with it. Harold is calling the girls.
Oh,
well, shout out to whoever had the trans men in the building, honey.
Oh my gosh, she's still talking about the trans.
Oh, you have to see those girls. Oh my goodness, when I tell you.
Oh, they gave the real reason. The real tea is Carlos does not think that the house of Balenciaga should have mothers and fathers outside of the overall mothers.
Oh.
Yes.
What do you mean?
Hold on.
Think
that's
that
not my house.
Well, that's not my house.
Which categories in Philly? What the fuck?
Don't you think that they should have mothers and fathers in other states? He just think it should be an overall mother and overall father?
He just think it should be Harold and Raquel, and that's it. That they should get rid of the TX, they should get rid of Lola, they should get rid of Ayana, and all the other girls that they're thinking about making mother and Jamie, and get rid of all those girls and just make them regular members, and it should just be Harold and Raquel, and that's it.
Well, honey, shout out to the trans men from outside.
Oh, God, she said it again. Well, that's not. I don't think that, and
an executive board. That's it. There should be only Harold, Raquel, and an executive board. That's it. That is Carlos White with the House of Balenciaga.
So Carlos left.
Yes.
No.
No.
Oh, he ain't leave yet. Oh, he ain't leave yet, but he's on his way.
No.
Because I'm about to say he on his way.
No.
Only thing I got to say to that is, Carlos, don't take the trash.
Hold on. And then they get in the way. Carlos told Bobby when she went to the cookout with Shauna, she just went to the cookout. She wasn't there to join the house or anything. She just went to support her BFF, you know, because Shauna and Shauna and Bobby, as you know, they like, you know, Paris and
Wait, Kelly, before you finish that correction, Shauna was not there.
Oh, Shauna wasn't there? Oh, well, they gave the ready. Carlos told Bobby she should leave the House of Mizrahi because we don't respect her.
Ooh.
Oh, now they brought the Mizrahi in there? Oh, shit,
wait,
this is
juice.
You confused?
They
don't
know
that
he didn't leave the house. He didn't leave the house yet. He's fighting for what he believes in the house. The two mothers and the executive board. That's it.
Okay.
I don't buy that.
I don't see that at all. Yeah, I don't see that.
I don't buy that.
I see no trans men.
Oh, shit, God.
Yes, Shauna was there.
Look, I don't care if Shauna was there or not. Was the trans men there?
Man, Miss Tango, what the fuck? I need Harold. We got 2 minutes left for the show, which I know how we do it, bitch. Somebody needs to find Harold and get Harold up here on this line. I need to talk to him. He still can't be bowling at 1 o'clock. What the fuck?
Well, honey.
I need Harold up on this line, honey.
And bring Harold in the transmit. Get the transmit on the trip.
Kelly.
Rodney.
Y'all hold on. Let me try.
Tayana, mind your business because you don't know because you already had left when Shauna and Bobby came.
They said
she didn't leave with a trans man. They said she left with Rob Alba, and that's why she never made it over to Kelly's hotel room.
Oh, shit.
Well, can anybody find
one? I thought y'all just said that Dee Dee just proclaimed her husband, and Tayana's out the door.
I thought that was before the function, Nicole.
Oh.
Okay,
I got it. So at the cookout, they left together, but when he went to the ball, he saw his wife, and then Tayana went out the door.
At the end of the day?
No,
Who was the trans man that touched my teeth?
They said they had to retract their statement. They said, no, Rob was with Dee Dee in her hotel room in DuPont Circle.
Oh, goddamn, that's my thing.
She was in one of the five rooms that allegedly that, you know, one of the, I'm not going to mention her name, that approved those five rooms.
I already know. You don't got to mention the damn name. I already know. And whoever trying to tell you that, T, tell them they need to be careful.
And they said, Bobby told him she ain't leaving.
Hello?
That's right.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
I have on the line the legendary overall father.
Of course you do. Of course you do, bitch.
It is now 1 o'clock, and so now you know all you girls that's on the phone lines, y'all can stay on the phone lines. All the girls that's in the chat room can stay in the chat room until Blog Talk kick us off. Now we have the legendary father, Harold Balenciaga, on the phone line. Harold, it's a lot going on. It's a lot of tea. It's a lot of juice that the girls are sending me right now with the Balenciagas. Harold, would you like to talk about this, Harold, yes or no? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hold on, y'all. You got to disconnect. Hold on.
Yeah,
we're
back.
Yeah,
Rodney's
gonna
take care of it for us. Don't worry.
Y'all girls in the chat room need to know. Y'all girls in the chat room need to stop putting out people's names in the chat room, Miss Thing. Ooh, y'all girls in the chat room is fierce, Miss Thing.
Hello. Hello. Yes, I'm sorry.
It's a lot of juice going on with the house of Balenciaga right now.
Really?
Yes, it's a lot going on, honey. All of this stuff with Carlos and not feeling that he don't feel that it should be more than you and Raquel as mothers and fathers and leaving the house and all of these girls that have joined the houses and girls from ex-houses and everything. The girls have been sending me tea about the house of Balenciaga for the last 45 minutes. And I said we needed to get Harold up here on the phone because all of this stuff is only things that Balenciaga should know. And so I want to know, like, how do you feel about all of this stuff, Harold?
Well, I mean, again, I think with just like I'm quite sure, and I would think that within your house, you know, if individuals have different opinions and views on what is and what should be, you know, they have that. Everybody's entitled to that. I don't know as far as other houses are concerned, but at least as far as Balenciaga is concerned, Rodney can tell you, through our inception, it's a democracy. So whatever the majority tends to feel is what we tend to operate with. Now, a person can have, you know, their own individualistic views. That doesn't change anything else. And, you know, if a person believes that, you know, that there should be just solely a mother and father in the house, you know, some people may feel that's a tease. Some people may feel that's, you know, disrespectful or whatever the case. But, I mean, you know, that could be just that person's view. I think, you know, I've had this discussion with Carlos before in the past, and he stated his reasoning for that is it's something that makes you kind of, like, raise your eyebrows to. And he said that in the past that at least he's seen not solely with this house, but when you have different mothers and fathers, you have people that start developing particular allegiances to different leaders. So sometimes you create division and separation. So, I mean, that was the reason that he said that.
Mm-hmm. That's
definitely not that he doesn't see individuals in the house, but, I mean, that was his opinion. I don't know, you know, what transpired to, you know, blow things out, but just because, you know, somebody has an opinion, that doesn't make it, you know, the law of the land or anything like that.
Okay, well, y'all heard it here from Harold.
Not the only thing they said, Harold. They said that you let back like 5 different people that was already there and 5 other more people, that y'all had a big house meeting and it was joined the House of Balenciaga. That's what they said.
Yeah, they said that some of the girls is now back in the House of Balenciaga and the girls girls don't see it.
Well, I mean, correct me if I have a Khan, I have a Milan, and I have a Mizrahi on the phone. So are you telling me that in the 3 houses that you people represent, that every time someone gets in, that there is a unanimous vote on every member coming in?
What was said was
some people didn't see some people, but what I'm asking again is within the House of Milan, within the House of Khan, within the House of Mizrahi, every time y'all induct members, there is a unanimous vote, and the vote is 100% either for or against a particular individual getting in.
Well,
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to the house, when it comes to the house of calm, we don't even care about that. I just care about the transmission. They are
everything. Oh, my God. And you said about the transmission you let in your home.
I was a little gospel club, but shout out. And I need to know that boy's name.
You need to get off our speakerphone because the girls in the chat room cannot hear you.
And you are, do you got trans men in here? She's been talking about these trans men for the last 20 minutes.
Oh, my God, they are superheroes.
Yeah, you didn't see the puddle on the floor so late when they came out?
Oh, bitch. I seen it, bitch. They had a cleanup on hour one on the runway, honey.
Oh.
Came all on herself.
I mean, in regard to who was inducted into the House of Balenciaga, we only have inductions quarterly, and I mean, obviously there were people. Prolific individuals that were not part of the house that walked the ball and called out.
Hold on, everyone, I'm gonna tell you this, and this is my problem right that I'm having right now, right? They told me to tell you how the tea is getting out about the House of Balenciaga is somebody is on the House of Balenciaga's Twitter page that's not a Balenciaga. And I can contest to this that, okay, girl, I can contest to this mistake because I have a page on Facebook, okay, and I have a Butch Queen page on Facebook that I'm using somebody's pictures, and I put my name, my last name, as Mizrahi. And I'm going to address this at my next meeting that girls are going around, and just because people have Mizrahi on their name mistake, you girls have to do your research before you put these girls into these chat rooms and things, because it's me that's on the page mistake. All the Mizrahis is hitting me up, and everybody's put me in all the Mizrahi chat rooms, and they don't even know this boy. But they said y'all have a mold that it's somebody's on y'all Balenciaga Twitter that's not a Balenciaga, and that's putting all y'all tea out there to the girls' harrow. It's not Twitter, it's Facebook.
We have a couple people that tend to check the membership on our Facebook group page. So, I mean, and that's checked, and there's only a couple people that really add people to the group. So, I mean, I'm not really falling for that. I mean, somebody spread the tea, and then, you know, what they felt was tea. Again, to me, it wasn't tea. I mean, it was an expression of an opinion. Now, if there's something more, I guess, you know, tomorrow somebody will call me and tell me, you know, update me on what's going on. But as far as, you know what Rodney just conveyed to me and what I did hear from one other person, like I said, you know, a person can't get mad if a person, you know, expresses their opinion. You know, I mean, if a person felt like, you know, that Kelly shouldn't be, you know, overall East Coast mother, Kelly, are you throwing this person out of Mizrahi? Is that what happened?
No, I'm not throwing them out of Mizrahi because who the fuck are they, bitch? There's a lot of bitches in the house that still see me as mother or overall East mother. But, bitch, they got to deal with it. Bitch, I ain't going to motherfucking place.
Right. So, I mean, if any individual has individuals do what they're supposed to do and live, you know, up to, you know, the expectations that set forth for them, then what any person has as far as individualistic views, it becomes irrelevant.
These girls and all these teenagers, I'm gagging at you girls, Miss Thing. The girls, bitch, now somebody just sent me a message and said, is it true that Don tried to bring a realness with a twist from St. Louis to the house and posted his clip up, and the girl said he used to be in Visu.
What?
I'm gagging it all this to like girls, mistake. What the fuck?
Okay, Harold, I'm still waiting for his name. What is his name?
Oh, my God. Not him, the trans man name, bitch. Okay, go lay down.
I'm calling you.
Good. This is really good for you, Harold.
Kelly, do we have any complaints about the ball other than, you know, the late start times?
About the balls, the Beatles was highly upset about their table. The girls was reading about the sandwiches and the potato chips that they got on their tables, and that was about
it. It started late. That's what it.
And they said it started late, that the girls was in the parking lot from 2:30 in the morning until y'all decided to open up the doors, and they was over it.
But you got about an 8 and a half.
But at the end of the day, that $40 line. I love the $40 line.
Wait. Hold on, Kelly. First, let me address the $40 line. The $40 line is a VIP line that, you know, it was a long line. You didn't have to go to the $40 line. When you go anywhere else, whether you're at an amusement park, whether you're in the airport, whatever case, there are long lines. You had the option just to wait in the line, whatever case, and barely get in. Now, if you wanted to get in and go, you know, outside of the line, you know, without having to wait in that line, you paid an extra $10. That was a luxury. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, the club owner suggested that. I said, well, you know, I don't think people are going to do it, but it seemed like a whole bunch of people decided to pay $10 extra. And actually, for the people that were in the $30 line, that helped them because, you know, it started moving people out of the line. So, you know, you stay in the $30 line and just wait. You know what I'm saying? That's what happened. Had they been there early enough, when they said when the doors first opened, then, you know, they would have been there. So, I mean, I'm not, you know, I mean,
somebody
has
said if you would have opened your doors on time, they wouldn't have had that issue.
Well, it didn't. How would that have changed? The people would still been there, right?
Well, I have no complaints, bitch. I got my fat ass on that $40 line, honey. When my son won sex cyber, honey, when I make him take those drawers off, honey, I got my 10% back, honey. I got my 40 plus extra. So I ain't complaining, honey. I got it to the function for free because I got my shit back.
I mean, again, you know, I mean, you know, it doesn't matter. You know what? It doesn't matter. You know, there's always going to be complaints from individuals. We have gone from the Balenciaga house ball to putting catered food on the table in 2007. You know, people were complaining, oh, who wants to eat chicken? People are tired of chicken. And then there was, you know, particular fruits and stuff on the, 2005. In 2007, there was particular fruits and stuff that, you know, we put on the table, this and that, you know, trays, and people, you know, were making complaints. So it doesn't matter. I mean, they pay $150, $200 and get nothing on the table anyway. So, you know, like I said, you know, we couldn't put bottles of liquor on the table because there were underage kids, you know, in the building. So, you know, as far as that was concerned, that was the reason for it. I mean, unfortunately, I didn't create the market price for tables in the ballroom scene. I didn't create, you know, the market price, you know, at the door. You know, the market is what it is. Every ball charges $200. So, you know, what am I to do? What am I supposed to do? Charge $50 because, you know, somebody's going to complain?
Oh, that would be cute.
Before we get off the table issue, and I ask the next question that came over across Yahoo, the girls want to know, why was the visas all the way by the back door?
Okay, well, I'll explain that to you. The visas are a very organized house, and whenever they have their ball, they typically have a first-come, first-served basis. And that's exactly what I did as far as, you know, this was concerned. So they have an internal issue because Junior Ibisu told his overall parent that he had paid for a table at the in advance. Okay, when if we go to the security camera in Walmart in Clinton, Maryland, they will see Junior Ibisu handed me $200 in Walmart at 11:30 p.m. on the night of the ball. So that was the last person to pay for a table, so that's where they were placed.
Okay. And the next question that came over, they said, so can you ask Harold, is he ready to fight with Stasha MLK weekend for the Balenciaga house ball? Because she put her in last Thursday with the Alliance.
I mean, you know, actually, as far as the house of Balenciaga is concerned, you know, we are, you know, determining if we are going to put forth a proposal for that weekend. We will discuss that internally.
And then if we put forth our proposal, it'll be for to celebrate next year's our 10-year anniversary. So we'll put forth a proposal to determine if we want to have our house ball in Atlanta on MLK weekend. While that is a prime weekend, there are other factors to consider. Being it your 10-year anniversary, you don't want to have a weather-related issue by having a ball in the winter, and then house members and people that want to come and celebrate with you in reaching a milestone like 10 years are unable to make it because of weather. Anything else?
Okay. Well,
Name that touched my chin, Harold?
Girl, all you got to do is go to Facebook, bitch. His picture is on my motherfucking Facebook page. All of their pictures is on my Facebook page.
Everything. I just thought about something. Is this trans man that mother's talking about? It's not that light skinned one. It's not. What's his name?
It's not Prez. They're not talking about Prez.
He's new.
Pictures of all the Balenciaga trans men on my page. All right. Nicole.
I just wanted to make sure.
Nicole, you probably seen some of them and thought that they was butch queens.
Wow.
All she has to do is go look at the pictures on my page.
I'll put it like this, Nicole. A prolific individual in the house wasn't at a meeting that the person actually got in, that this trans man got in. So when they actually saw him walk, realness category, somebody was like, hey, get him. He's walking the wrong category. And everybody else turned to look, and they were like, you didn't know?
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Your
same category. What's his name?
Well, baby, when I tell y'all, baby, honey, the only thing I want to say, baby, I don't do the trans men, but, baby, that trans man that they got in the house of Balenciaga, not the one that was at the ball, honey, but the one that came and walked sex siren, baby, with the long dreads, baby.
Oh, leave him alone.
Baby, when I tell you, baby, oh. Baby,
That's my nigga.
Baby, when I tell you he's everything, he is motherfucking every fucking thing on it, baby.
I call him Will I Am Aga.
Baby, and yes, he is Will I Am.
Yes, like Will I Am from the
back. Never take me as I am.
Yeah, that's
well, I mean, that's cute too. Take me as I am, Aga. Yeah.
Well, Kelly,
hold on,
Nicole.
I have to make a call, honey. Y'all go ahead and finish talking.
That's like the
black guy. Harold, they had a really bad fight in Detroit, and Mother Janice Mizrahi knocked two people out in dips, and they tore the building down, and it was a tragedy.
Oh, wow. What was this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a hurting mole. What is my
fault? Wow.
Tayana, are you still here with us, Tayana?
I'm still here.
Oh, you got so quiet.
I picked up my phone to make an important phone call, honey. I just seen that it came across my screen that, hold on, wait, where is it at? Tayana was not at the cookout / barbecue, and after the ball, Rob left Dee Dee and called Tayana to come back for a ride. Confirm was an eye, and they gave me this is real tea.
Ooh, why are you still in this relationship with that lady and her husband? You're a treasure snatcher. That's what you are. I'm sorry, sis. You're a treasure snatcher.
Ask Taylor, would you like to answer that?
I don't have no comments.
wait a minute. Some type of juice?
Tayana, they said stop trying to steal people's men.
Stop trying to do what?
They said stop trying to steal people's men.
I don't steal people's men.
What do you do, Tayana?
They said, what do you call it?
I don't take no one man. That's bad to be labeled as a man stealer. That's not me.
So what would you say the reason is for your participation with this young man who's been married to this young lady for a very long time?
Oh, what would it? You got to flip. Now, what you do is flip that around.
Hmm?
I was about to say that because they ain't been married that long. Because if they was married that long, he been doing his own thing.
Oh, yes, and we forgot, and mind you, we got to get off of Tayana. And
thank
we have
you.
To get back because Tayana wasn't on the phone when we were discussing about Thaddeus being knocked by Monet. Honey, Tayana, the girls want to know, you know, how do you feel about this situation that Monet knocked Thaddeus over B.J. Khan from St. Louis?
Well, you know, people have their, you know, Thaddeus and Monet was really, really good friends. I just feel like if Monet was a bad person like she says she is, why catch a person off guard? If you was going to do what you was going to do, you saw this man all throughout the ball all day, but when he gets dressed, don't have on no shoes and acting vulgar, you want to, you know, take him off guard. And I told him the same thing that I'm saying there on the radio, I was telling Monet the same thing. I just
Monet's a punk. That Monet's a punk.
Well, hold on. They just said that, well, Monet told Thaddeus on Facebook last week that she was going to attack him at the function.
No, Monet never told Thaddeus that. Monet told Kitty that.
Oh, she told Kitty that. Okay.
Kitty. Okay.
Well, then why Kitty ain't telling him to give him the morning?
We got Kitties and Thaddeus.
What happened?
Because
Harold, how do you feel about what happened on the floor at the bar, Harold?
Well, see, actually, you know what? There's a dysfunctional problem inside the mental makeup of Monet Simmons. You know, there's a problem in the head because this is the same individual that just swung on somebody. You know, this is the same individual that just swung on somebody at the Rumble Ball in New York. And actually, to be honest, when security was taking Monet out, Monet swung and punched me on the side of my face. But my reaction was so quick that I just swung and I stole Monet. And that's where the fat lip came from. So, I mean, there's nothing that I'm proud of, but... You know, because I'm quite sure somebody's about to
send
the message and send that in.
No, I thought the fat lip came from Thaddeus' boyfriend.
Ooh, the juice just came out, bitch. It had to be 122 for the juice to get out like this. Why wasn't the details spilled?
The thing is, really, Monet needs to address, you know, the issues that he has or, you know, whatever, as far as, you know, why are you constantly, as long as I've known you, you're always fighting people because of, you know, what transpires in a relationship. Is it that, you know what I'm saying, what's happening? Are you
because of his bitch queen.
Right, exactly. So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, your choice is your choice, but, I mean, you know, obviously it's not working out. I mean, you're fighting bitch queens, you're fighting femme queens, you're fighting, you know, it's just constantly attacking people. And, you know, if a person just doesn't want to be with you, they just don't want to be with you.
So my question to Tayana is, so Thaddeus' boyfriend went after Monet after the situation. So how long has Thaddeus had this boyfriend for him and BJ to have been playing around?
Well, wait. You know what?
Hold on, Tayana. Can I say something, Tayana?
Thaddeus is right here. No, wait. This is right here. Y'all can ask Thaddeus y'all stuff. Hold on. Thaddeus?
Hello.
Thaddeus. My question to you is, your boyfriend attacked Monet after Monet attacked you. How long was you and your boyfriend together?
Monet did not attack me. She blindsided me.
Blindsided you. Was you and your boyfriend together that you and Thaddeus was playing?
Me and BJ never played. BJ didn't want to be with her. BJ wanted to talk to me, and I didn't have a boyfriend at that point in time. I tried to respect Monet and didn't talk to him because of her, and he still didn't want to be with her. So I don't know what's her problem, but now that she did that, I wish I didn't have a boyfriend because I would be with BJ just to piss her off even more.
Oh. Question: do you want to beat Monet now? Are you gonna beat her? Are you gonna attack her?
For what? BJ don't want to beat her up. What I'm beating her for?
No, what I'm saying is, if Monet trying to attack you again, are you gonna attack her before she?
I'm gonna be on my guard this time.
Okay.
Oh, well, baby, next week in motherfucking Kentucky, honey, it should be something.
I'm not going to balls no more.
He ain't going to be on that shit. It's going to be spectacular next weekend, Miss
Saint. That's a whole woman.
He is
not
going to
be fighting.
I'm not going to
balls. $1,000, $1,000, $1,000.
Monet can go back to Kentucky.
Hey, honey.
Monet can go back to Kentucky, which was asked. Well, he wasn't able to go to Kentucky, Harold.
I didn't know. I just was wondering, was everything resolved from before?
Wait, I got a problem with this.
Harold's mouth is so.
Wait, tell me, did you say Monet was supposed to attack Kitty first? Before she attacked,
they said Monet told Kitty that she was going to attack Thaddeus when she see Thaddeus. Monet told Kitty that she was going to attack Thaddeus this weekend at She was going
to respect
Kitty and not attack Thaddeus at her and Erica Kane's ball.
I just want to end this conversation. How old is Thaddeus?
Hold on the call. My thing is this. If he did tell Kitty something like that, if it's true, why Kitty did not tell that?
Right, because she should have warned Thaddeus, because Thaddeus was on the outlook. You know,
Kitty did tell Thaddeus.
I'm here. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get my stuff out the car.
They said Kitty did tell Thaddeus. But how old is Thaddeus?
No, Kitty did tell Thaddeus, but I mean, Monet and Thaddeus talk. I mean, who really would, like, Monet, I saw Monet earlier that ball. I mean, if Monet really had something against Thaddeus, Monet would have called me. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I said I feel like that was a real bitch move, that, you know, if you was going to attack somebody, bitch, let them know. Let them know how you feel. And it's over a fucking boy a 16-year-old boy, and you are all 40-year-old woman.
Oh, my God,
Jesus.
Who was the person that Monet attacked at the Rumble Ball last week in New York? Because her exact words were, okay, stop trying to talk to my boyfriend on Facebook.
Let me tell you something. I don't know who Monet attacked last weekend at the Rumble Ball. Let me tell you something. Monet is my blood cousin, baby, and I have been through so much with Monet and this blood we'll see. And, you know, Monet is going to always be Monet, and she's going to do what she's going to do. She's going to attack the girls or whatever she's going to do.
That's not nice.
The only thing that I can say is that my time and my years of fighting and defending Monet is over. I'm not going to sit back, and I'm not going to let nothing happen to my cousin, because that is my cousin. I'm not going to sit back and let nobody jump or anything. She is a girl. She's going to do what she's going to do, and she's going to fight the children. But as long as she has a fight with the children and it's a one-on-one fight, that's between her and them.
Right.
The only time that I'm going to step in is if somebody's trying to jump my cousin or physically harm her in a particular manner, then I'll step in and break it up. But all that fighting and carrying on for Monet, it's done. And since that, I can tell these girls, in 15 years, I've been out, I don't got cut, I don't got beat across my head, I got knocked and everything, and only one fight has something to do with me. God rest her soul, Alora. That's the only fight that ever had something to do with me in 15 years. Nothing else had anything to do with me. All the altercations and everything the girls see me with, none of it had anything to do with me. I'm done with all of that.
Kelly.
Yes.
Why do you only have one picture of him?
Oh, God, I knew she was going to go back. I thought she was going to say, what's that trans man name?
I have one picture of all the trans men, and I have one picture of all the guys.
This bitch is looking at the pictures. She's looking.
I'm going to be sitting here taking multiple pictures of them, Mistake, and I'm married to my husband, Mistake.
I know you married to my son. That is not the question. And Harold, what is his name?
If I sit there and and have multiple pictures of people, Miss Thing, then my husband's going to think something. Oh, I forgot you can't see his name because you on my Kelly Hunter page. You got to go, and you got to be a friend on my Kelly Ms. Rahi page, and then his name is tagged underneath the picture on my Kelly Ms. Rahi page.
But I am your friend on your Kelly Ms. Rahi page, ain't I?
Right. No, you're a friend on my Kelly Hunter page. That's Kelly Hunter with me and my husband. You have to go to my page with me and the picture is with and Ayanna Khan and Lawrence Balenciaga. That picture is the picture that everybody's name is tagged underneath their pictures.
Okay, so I'm saying the model where everybody gets the tea.
Buddy.
Oh, wow, wow.
You know the girls already got the tea, Miss Thing. We got 70 girls in the motherfucking phone line and 19 girls in the chat room. They already got
is that many girls on the line? Oh, start talking about something. Press one, somebody. You got 70 girls on the line at 1:30, bitch. You better say something.
Sure you're live on the air on the recap show. Keisha.
Hey. Oh, no. Hey. Oh.
should be valued because, like Kelly, he has had a, you know, personal long relationship with Monet. Well, like all of us on this phone, Selvin, myself, you know, yeah, okay, you know, no juice.
So I'm not even thinking about that. I'm thinking about what is his name.
Girl, thank you, Keisha, for calling us. You the best, Beverly. Hold on, we got another caller. 843-325. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What's going on?
Who's this?
This is Father Dreek Infinity of South Carolina. I just want to speak to everybody and say, hey, special hey to my mother, Silver. What's up, Mama?
Hi, son.
Do you know his name? Because do you see she looking for the name? Do you know his name?
Oh, no.
Okay, all right. Not just his accent.
Well,
you got to add me. You got to add me to the thing. I just got in. I'm not on your thing.
You sent me a friend's request already?
Who?
Girl,
hold on. Let me go log it. Let me go log into my other page so I can add.
Well, congratulations to the Infinities. I heard that you did extremely well at the D.C. Capital Awards. Well, congratulations to you and your whole house.
Thank you. Is Nicole on the phone?
This is Nicole speaking.
I miss you, sister.
That's who I was meaning. I was just speaking. I said congratulations to your whole house.
Thank you.
And y'all heard
that. What I was going to say, I was to Harold. Harold, I love that idea, Harold. I really do. I love the idea that you had for the function, Harold.
Harold?
I just want to know, did he get any winning tickets off some scratch off?
Harold? Somebody get Harold back on this line.
Hold on.
Because I know he won some money.
Just around there, so sad. He do.
I thought the scratch offs went to the round of quiz.
I love Rodney. He's so stupid.
Well, I'm mad with Rodney, girl. I'm not going to let him have it.
No, that's how you do it, though. Old school. You don't booty pop around. Harold, Rodney is old school. Hold on. That's it.
Sister, add me.
You need to send me a friend request.
Well, send me one, bitch, because I don't know how your thing is going. I mean it badly.
I cannot send out a friend request. I cannot send out a friend request for my page. My page is blocked for 30 days for sending out friend requests.
What the hell is she talking about? Because I'm looking at your pictures right now. Because I don't see who she's talking about.
She talking about the Balenciaga trans man, honey. You wouldn't even know that he was a trans man, honey.
Why? I think I probably, because I wasn't paying attention to that category. Did he have on shades? Like, did he have on, like, some frames or whatever?
Maybe. I got them all, honey. But I don't know why. It's telling me, it's saying that I got 200 pictures up here, but all my pictures is not showing up here on my page. I don't know why.
Well, I'm looking at like about 200 right now. I see a lot.
Yeah, he up
like,
there, honey.
I'm
looking at his picture right now, honey.
Okay, no shade, but some of these girls look fierce.
Oh, shit.
I'll fuck you up.
Oh, my God.
You look fierce or you want to save it for tomorrow?
No shade.
So what the fuck about these pictures?
Girl, Miss Mizrahi Aga, whoever she is, child.
Honey.
Keith Aga, I think she is. She's an Aga now, right?
Oh, Keith Palenciaga, Runway Diva.
Whoever, did you take that picture of her with, in that pose?
Tiana.
Yes. Oh, Mr.
You said what?
Tiana.
Huh?
What are you doing?
Nothing, sitting up here unpacking.
Oh, you back home in the house already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Who was up in that car, Tiana?
Alyssa, I don't know.
Damn, we could have got an exclusive interview with her.
Yes, Tiana, who was up in that car? Because it was, yeah, I had to ask that, Kelly, because y'all wasn't getting in. So I'm just going to say, Tiana, who was up in that car?
Alyssa, Blahnik / Balenciaga.
No, they said she didn't get in. They said she didn't get in, honey. They said she came to the meeting out of drags, Miss Thing, and scared the girls. That's what they said.
Oh, so she didn't make the cut because she's lying.
That's what they said. They said the girls wrote in no because she came out of drags and she scared the girls. They said they didn't know was she Master Splinter or Mrs. Splinter.
Wait a minute. Wait. Who came out of drags?
Alyssa Blahnik. That's what the girl, somebody was saying this. I'm not saying this. This is what's coming across my IMs, Miss Thing. She came to the meeting as Master Splinter. She came to the ball as Mrs. Splinter.
He looks the same.
Mr. Master Splinter is not from Karate Kick, it's from Ninja Turtles.
But Nicole, it's true. It's true. She looks
it's
the
from
same.
The Ninja Turtles.
I am laughing to be wild, girl.
Yo, I took it back to the Ninja Turtles. Y'all need to stop. I haven't heard Split. You call somebody a rat, an old rat.
Oh,
my God, Kelly, did you they really said that? They call somebody a rat.
They say that's what they say. That's what the girls on IM say. They say not me.
Oh, my God.
I can't fuck with the girls.
The girls' mouths are deadly. I'm just going to take my old ass.
Some ass, honey. It's many things, honey. It's many things, honey. The girls is a big juice. It's like big
it
juice.
It is juice, but we didn't get to finish hearing the other people, Tiana. I'm always
y'all
on
need
point.
To leave that lady alone. That lady is
Thaddeus,
a very nice...
Thaddeus, my good girlfriend. I was calling your name. I'm a real good girlfriend. Lady Eve. Ms. Rahi. And Thaddeus' boyfriend. Diego.
Hi, Diego. Daddy's boyfriend, honey.
Yeah, Diego Khan.
Diego Khan, so he didn't go with BJ Khan to go with Diego Khan?
No.
Hey, juice with the House of Khan. Y'all need to stay away from my kids. All of y'all, because this is a lot. You know, y'all like all that testosterone
no,
that the House
Diego
of Khan carry it. No,
I wasn't
talking about that Diego Khan either. Y'all all calm the fuck down. Why would I be talking about her? Why would I talk about her?
They said to tell Tiana, please stop saying Thaddeus' boyfriend. They just became friends this weekend.
Ooh.
How? They've been knowing. Oh, I know who said that because they just told me that too earlier.
See.
Miss Kelly, I'm glad I know who your source is because I will read the dog shit out of them.
The last of House of Blahnik because they put Ray from Ohio out
That was her double partner when she went on tour.
Wait, what?
Ooh. They said Alyssa left the House of Blondes because they picked Ray from Ohio out the house, and that was her partner that she would go on tour with.
Oh, shit. I'm...
Y'all, they are a mess.
I'm only reading what's coming across the red phone, honey. The girls is not on Yahoo anymore. Now they send it to the red phone, honey. And I don't reveal my thoughts to my honey. But I'm only going to tell y'all what the girls is telling me, honey.
Donatello.
Yes.
No.
Oh, baby. So, oh.
Girl,
so, well, how long has Steady and this boy been talking, honey, before they made it official?
They've been talking.
Well, if they was talking at the ball, and why would Monet attack that? Is because that means he have nothing to do with BJ, and everything is fine.
Right, that's the whole thing. But they've been talking off and on for a whole year. they just made it official. Probably about I give about 2 weeks ago.
Well, can we get Diego on the phone so he can make it, you know, official? So the girls
said,
can start giving that.
Can you get who on the phone?
Shit.
Could you put
the girl on the phone? Well, goddamn, honey, that was fast. Because Thaddeus only been out of jail 2 months.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
that is
good.
This is so
he been, then I'll tell him Thaddeus been out since February.
Oh, God.
Not 2 months.
This is bad. I'm gagging. Wait, nobody answer my question. How
I'm still waiting for Diego to get on the phone, honey.
All right, how does that is?
Hold on 1 second. I'm going to put him on the phone, okay?
Thank you.
Well, you're going to have to call him because Diego can't call up here because I already read him already. He may not come in.
Not that Diego. This is another Diego.
We're not talking about that damn Diego 15. Why would we be talking about her?
You know, hey, that's the only Diego I know. I don't know.
That Diego is a Mugla.
He's a.
What's Diego Felvis?
So we're not talking about that Diego.
Yeah.
About the other Diego. And that's another reason why we need him on the phone so we can get him to the voice.
I'm talking about Diego from Jersey that lives in Brooklyn with the two transsexuals.
Oh, shit, that was deep tea. You see, America, all the radios, people on the line, you got to remember, faggots are trifling. They are like a bowl of crabs. There's no feelings in the game of being faggot. We know his whole lifestyle. He lived with trannies.
Y'all are crazy.
Well, we know what tranny he don't live with.
This is bad.
I'm only reading what's coming across my Yahoo messages, honey.
Wait, did somebody really say Splinter?
Y'all is crazy.
Nicole, you are still on this master Splinter.
Bitch, because Kelly, do you remember that? Leonardo, Donatello.
Michelangelo, Leonardo, Donatello. It was Splinter, April O'Neil.
Forget the rat.
I used to like the Ninja Turtles. And Splinter was nice even when they killed him.
Don't forget
remember when they
the
killed
pizza.
Splinter?
Yeah, we remember. But just don't forget the rat and the pizza.
And the whole...
The rat and the pizza.
And the pizza. Oh, my God.
Listen, I'm going to fuck the girls up right fucking
all right,
what
came
down.
Okay, what happened? What came across?
I want to fuck the girls up, Mistake. It just came across Yahoo, Mistake, and they gave the very whatever house she decides to go to, they need to do they need to do Runaway as a house, Mistake, and they need to do Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle and use her as the rat.
Y'all
not going to keep calling this fucking lady a rat.
Nicole, you got to see what she looked like, Miss Nate. She got her voice and her girl so
hold on, hold on. Hold on. Somebody just sent me a message, and they said, so Tiana. and they put So Tiana in cap locks and everything else and more. So Tiana, why did you all put on your that the House of Ebony cannot attend Derek Carr's ball after you read Marcus and his house? What's the juice?
Oh, repeat that again.
Let me go back to the message. In cap locks, In cap locks, it says, "So Tiana," and then everything else goes low. Why did you put on your Facebook that the House of Ebony cannot attend Derek Khan's ball after you read Marcus in his house? What's the juice?
Why would I tell those girls they can't go to that man ball? I would never do that.
Are you gonna be there?
Yeah, of course. That's my best friend.
That's his best friend, right?
Yeah.
That's what I was
thinking.
Yeah.
That don't mean shit. I ain't gonna go to my best friend.
So I just got an email and said, why did Jack not attend the ball? And he was on there to commentate.
You ain't get no goddamn email. I thought I got that line there. That's what you want to know.
I like that though, Tiana.
Who sent it was Erica Kane.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
how about that?
Oh, shit.
Oh,
put out the house now.
Honey, I can tell y'all why he didn't attend the ball. His spirit is not ready to come to a ball, Miss Thing.
You know what? I can totally agree, because after Detroit and what they said that's going to happen in Kentucky, my spirit is not there either.
What's going to happen in Kentucky?
They said that it's going to go down. You didn't hear Kelly? She said it.
They said that somebody sent a message on Yahoo, and they said it's Club Kid performance for $1,000, honey. Look, Thaddeus, it or will we get clubbed?
This is so fierce. This is not right.
There's nothing going to happen in Kentucky. I don't even think Monet is going back there.
Tiana, tell it to you. This is the third time that I heard that about him not going back there. What happened about him going back there? Like, what's going on?
With Monet?
Mm-hmm.
I think Monet had some trouble there like a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a while since Monet's been there. You know, man, Monet used to, well, we are still real cool. You know, that's still my brother.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't think that he's going in. Because when we was discussing outside, he said that, you know, he probably
oh,
going
shit,
to
honey.
That way.
Hold on. Sorry, just hit me up against the very. I don't think Monet wants to go in with that motherfucking bullshit. Remember the last time, Tiana, you got locked.
That is true. I did get locked up when the police said I was starting a riot. But they just don't know I have a loud mouth.
Tiana, you went to Kentucky and you started a riot and you're going to tell me ain't nothing going to happen? No, baby.
Nothing's going to happen. Kenny is going to have a really, really good ball. And I encourage everyone to go.
Even Monet.
My brother, yeah. I would want to. I mean, yeah.
I just want to be clear.
So, Tiana,
yeah.
You stopped the fighting? Did I stop?
I don't fight no more. I'm too big for that shooting there.
Okay, so if a bitch comes slap you right up to your face at the judge panel, you're not
going
to...
I'm going to slap their ass back.
Yeah,
No, I'm not. I'm not going to go. I'm going to turn the other cheek.
Oh, shit.
Now, if you slap that cheek... That's how you do it. You just turn the other cheek. Don't fight back. Just turn the other cheek.
Baby.
I wish Thaddeus and Diego well and the best of safety.
Yeah. They're really good
couples. I wish everybody love, peace, and soul.
Honey. I wish they would stop saying I'm sleeping with this lady's man.
Oh, yeah, I'm
she
that good.
She sleeping with him, Miss Thang girl. Okay? They said
what's she doing,
him.
Kelly? Tell the truth, Kelly. Tell the truth.
Came across Yahoo, Miss Thang. She ain't sleeping with him, Miss Thang. She's just sucking his dick.
No, anyone that knows me know that
I'm not.
Oh, no,
Tiana, don't stop.
I don't do that.
What?
That's because shit.
Girl,
I guess that's why you. Here's the way. That's why you and Beverly get along.
That's my sister.
Tayana, can I ask you a really serious question, not being fierce and jokes? Are you a treasure snatcher?
No, I think we had this conversation before. If the treasure is not, you know, really don't belong to you and you're claiming it, I mean, you can't snatch anything that's really not yours, right?
Well, I stopped by the rent.
Okay, all right. I do understand that, but sometimes people may say what they want to hear so that they can have their way with you. And in return, when they're done with you, they go back to their wife or the person that is supporting them or taking care of them or doing whatever it is that they're doing together.
Well, clearly that treasure that I don't want to see it because you didn't put it that way, but I got to see it. Clearly that treasure that the lady is claiming is not hers.
The only thing you're doing is dressing it up for me.
What the hell is this like?
Baby, you on the roll tonight, Naliska.
They said Tayana Gunn is the size of a chicken nugget.
Of my what?
Your gun is the size of a chicken nugget, honey.
I can fit it right up under my cap, but I guarantee you what they're going to feel ain't going to be. It's going to be a big surprise.
Well, I don't know what's the juice, and I don't want to get it. I just don't like people who chill, people, husbands, and treasure snatchers.
I really don't do that.
Hey, hold on. The question came through for Selvin, and they said, Selvin, you're going to be on the mic at Erica Kane's Ball in Kentucky. Can Opie walk a legendary all-way for the $500?
No.
Oh, shit.
He said no. Okay.
I didn't say anything, but it is
And that's the reason why I asked you,